Do you have a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Craig Tool Company, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you create your best home ever. So if you're thinking about tackling a project, or you're stuck in the middle of a project, or you're planning a project for the days and weeks ahead, let us help. Reach out to us with your home improvement, your decor, your remodeling questions. You can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or by posting your questions on our social media pages or at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you've tried to buy new lawn furniture this summer, you may have found that it is a very hard thing to do because of the disruption of the pandemic on the supply chain. And that's why now might be a good time to build your own. We're going to help by walking you through one of the most iconic pieces of outdoor furniture, the Adirondack chair, in just a bit.
And if you've done painting projects before, you might know that using a primer is the first step to making sure that your paint project comes out exactly as you've planned. But what you might not know is that there are key differences between the type of primer that you select for your project, especially if it includes painting the kitchen or the bath. We're going to fill you in on the best primer to use and why in just a bit.
And if you're planning a painting project, like painting a fence, a deck, or the outside of your home, you won't need a pro. New technology in high-efficiency airless paint sprayers makes it an easy DIY project. We're going to explain how these sprayers work and why using one is three times faster than even using a paint roller.
Plus, we've got another very handy tool to give away from Arrow Fastener. We've got the TacMate T50X staple gun. It's a heavy-duty, well-built tool that looks as good as it works.
That's going out to one caller who reaches us with their home improvement question. So call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com. So lots to talk about. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Sean in Texas is on the line. He's got a question about a central vacuuming system. What's going on? Those are super awesome.
I've been in the house about 10 years. I don't know how long the central vac system was in the house prior to me being there. In the past year, I've gotten a lot of condensation water buildup in one of my inlet pipes, and that pipe runs inside my AC closet. And I don't have any idea how to keep it, the condensation, because the condensation is actually running out in a brown, muddy-looking water down my walls and ruining my walls also.
Okay, so this pipe runs through the closet where the air conditioning system is that correct?
Yes, sir. It runs through the closet and then up into the attic.
Okay, so what I think is happening here is you have cold temperature on one side of this pipe, which is probably because it's running through the room where the air conditioning is, and then you have warm air inside the pipe, which releases its moisture and forms a condensation. So the solution is simply to insulate the central vac pipe, because that will prevent the temperature change, and that will in turn prevent the condensation. You know, typically we don't insulate central vacuum pipes, but in this unusual circumstance, by putting insulation around the outside of it, you will no longer have the difference between the cold temperature on the outside and the warm, moist air on the inside, and that should take care of the problem.
Would that be inside the attic? Because I've already done that in the closet itself, and it didn't seem to help.
Yeah, I would do it across the whole pipe. Because if it's a condensation problem, you need to basically stop the temperature differential across it, and that'll do that.
All right. Well, thank you for your help. I appreciate you.
All right. Good luck with that project.
Now we've got Norma from Delaware on the line who wants to know what size pipes you need to get good pressure in the bathroom. Norma, that sounds like a personal question. What's going on at your money pit?
Okay. I'm going to install a shower panel.
Okay.
And in order to get, good, the right pressure.
Right.
How long, how big do the pipes need to be?
You said you want to install a shower panel. So is this one of these units where it comes in and then fans out to multiple spray heads?
Yeah, the jets, right.
How's your water pressure right now?
Pretty good. Yeah. Well, my house is about 8 years old.
Oh, if it's only 8 years old and you have pretty good water pressure, you should be okay with this. I will say, though, that the water pressure coming out of multiple shower heads is not going to be as invigorating as coming out of a single shower head. So it's going to give you good coverage, but it may not be as strong. And I don't think there's much that you can do about that. If you've got normal street pressure, that's how those shower panel units are designed to work. But just be mindful that it's not likely to be as strong when it's going to come out of multiple heads, because you basically just need more water to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I inquired with the builder, and he told me that from the basement to the shower floor, I have three-quarter pipes. And then from the floor to the shower head, half an inch.
And that's typical. That's typical. So, you know, that doesn't change anything.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you so much for your help.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are nearing the end of August. I can't even believe it. Labor Day is happening. We're running out of summer season. So what are you working on, and how can we help you get that done before it gets so chilly out and we're starting to decorate for Halloween? I mean, you can always start decorating for Halloween. But first, give us a call, reach out, let us know what you are doing, all of your DIY questions. You can reach us anytime at 888 Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. And Angie's List is now Angie. And Angie's going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. So check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
For the most of us, you know, we go into a store and it's August and we see Halloween decor and we're like, really? Halloween's in October. And Leslie's like, it's about time. I've been waiting to buy more stuff for Halloween because it is my favorite holiday.
Finally, and I can get some candy.
Well, just ahead, the most popular outdoor chair was designed in 1900 to be sturdy, balanced, and comfortable on everything from sandy ground to a small hill. It was called the Westport chair, but you probably know it as the Adirondack chair. We're going to share the history of this popular design and talk to you about how you can build one yourself, presented by Craig Toole next.
Today's Money Pit is presented by the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, making it easy for anyone to make strong pocket hole joints for all sorts of indoor and outdoor wood projects. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at CraigTool.com.
You live in a money pit.
Pocket hole joints are great for lots of different wood projects. Wood craftsmen and furniture makers have been using pocket hole joints for centuries. Now, anyone can easily create perfect pocket hole joints thanks to the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. Craig Tool Company has been the leader in pocket hole joinery for over 30 years. This is their most versatile pocket hole jig yet. It works with a wide variety and size of material and is great for building bookcases, cabinets, furniture, and yard and garden projects like pergolas and trellises. It's portable but can be used on the benchtop as well. Simply squeeze the large VersaGrip handle to clamp the material, set the drill bit and drill guide settings, and drill perfect pocket holes every time. Clamp material in place and drive Craig pocket hole screws to complete a strong and durable joint. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at CraigTool.com. That's CregTool.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition: a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's,
and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility. And sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie. Formerly Angie's List, Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's presented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast-Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we're here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or a big project, we can help you save time, money, and hassles. So make sure you follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, if you guys have a pet, it's a dog, it's a cat, it's gerbil. Well, we've got a fun contest going on live right now at moneypit.com. It's called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it is presented by LL Flooring.
So to enter, guys, all you've got to do is post a picture of your pet, whatever that is. I prefer hamsters. I think they're super adorable. But whatever you've got, we want to see the photos. And then go ahead and share your entry and invite your friends to vote. Now, the top three vote getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy. These are awesome prizes, and you can choose from any of LL Flooring's beautiful styles, including scratch-resistant floors, as well as water-resistant laminate, waterproof tile, or even waterproof vinyl, perfect for pet owners.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. That's the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest at moneypit.com/contest.
Now we've got Thomas from Johnson City, Tennessee on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
Got a basement, 90% underground. Got real small windows on the front and back of the house. It doesn't allow enough sunlight to get in there. And the moisture is terrible. It's just coming through the woodwork. I've sealed up the basement so many times. I just can't keep the mold and mildew out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what you need to do is to reduce the amount of moisture that's getting down there. That's the first thing that you do. And because if you have a lot of moisture that's collecting around your foundation, and usually that happens because the gutter system is too small or doesn't exist or it's blocked, or most commonly the downspouts are dropping water right at the corner of the foundation and they don't go out far enough, all of that causes an excessive amount of water to collect at the foundation perimeter. And once it soaks in there, because concrete block and concrete is so hydroscopic, it's so ready to absorb that moisture that it just sucks it right up. And then what happens is it evaporates into the air in the basement, and that's what you end up perceiving as humidity. It's the evaporated moisture from what's being collected at the foundation perimeter. So the first thing to do here is to very, very carefully analyze that gutter situation. And we've got a post on moneypit.com. I think it's right on the homepage about how to prevent leaks in basements. And this is exactly the same advice that we give in that post. And that is for you to extend those downspouts 4 to 6 feet from the house. Make sure you've got one downspout for every 400 to 600 square feet of roof surface. And make sure the soil is sloping away from the walls. You can't have soil that's flat or leans back in or is blocking drainage. Because if you can get the water away from that house, you're going to find a lot less humidity to deal with. Now, once you do that, Now you have some options on what you can do inside. You can maybe pick up a whole house dehumidifier. If you have a ducted air conditioning system, you could put in a whole house dehumidifier, which will work within that duct system to pull out moisture 24/7. And those are really effective. They pull out like 100 quarts of water a day. Or you could get a better humidifier than the typical portable kind. If you look at, for example, Santa Fe, if I have a Santa Fe humidifier in a section of my basement. It works great. It's not a humidistat, so it only comes on when it's humid down there. But it also drains the water outside via a condensate pump. So you're doing a combination of all those things, and I think you're going to find that level of humidity goes down very, very significantly, perhaps down to nothing.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Thomas, good luck with that project.
Hey, we've got a great prize today for one listener from Arrow Fastener. We're giving away the TacMate T50X staple gun. It's heavy duty. It's well built. It looks great, and it works even better. It's designed to be sleek, really comfortable to work with, and totally dependable. It's got a lightweight housing, a great grip. It's perfect for upholstery projects, crafts, decorating, home repair, you name it, you can tackle it.
The Arrow T50 TacMate staple gun going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post it at moneypit.com. Well, if you tried to buy new lawn furniture this summer, you may have found that it's very hard to find due to the disruption of the pandemic. And that's why now might be a good time to build your own. We're going to help by walking you through one of the most iconic pieces of outdoor furniture, the Adirondack chair, in today's DIY project highlight presented by Craig Tool.
Yeah, first of all, I think it's interesting to note the history of the Adirondack chair. Now, it all started with a guy named Thomas Lee, who was from Massachusetts, but he spent his summers in Westport, New York. And it was there that one summer he felt the need to build a chair that could handle the rugged terrain of the Adirondack Mountains. And he knew it's got to be sturdy, it needed to be balanced, it's got to be comfortable on every surface, from sandy ground to a small hill. And he worked steadily on the design for 3 years before he gave it to a local furniture maker to reproduce. And the rest is history.
Yep, and the Adirondack chair remains extremely popular across the country. And building one is a pretty easy DIY project. You'll find complete step-by-step plans on craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-tool.com. And one thing I like about this project, Leslie, is that almost every piece of it is made from the same 1x, 1x3, 1x4, or 1x6 cedar lumber. So it's easy to buy the exact widths of the lumber you need.
All right, it's an awesome project, and that's actually today's DIY project highlight presented by the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, making it easy for anyone to make strong pocket hole joints for all sorts of projects and a variety of materials.
Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-tool.com.
All right, now we've got Eva in North Carolina on the line with a water heating question. How can we help you today?
Our home is about 11 years old. We have a hot water heater on our third floor of our home. And I'm a little nervous about it being up on the third floor, and with it aging out, I'm concerned about it potentially bursting or leaking. So what we'd like to do is replace the hot water heater in this house. However, we're not sure. We kind of have a disagreement. We're broke right now financially, but we would, for peace of mind's sake, I would like to possibly look into a tankless. My husband thinks we should just replace the current one that we have upstairs on the third floor with the same darn thing, because he's like, you know, if it's new, it won't leak and it won't burst. So what do you guys suggest?
How old is the water heater?
As old as the house, I presume. The house is about 11 or 12 years old.
Well, if it's an 11-year-old house, it's going to have an 11-year-old water heater. And while, yeah, that's closer to the end of a normal life than not, it, believe it or not, it's not horribly old. I mean, I've seen water heaters go 15, 20 years.
But because it's on the third floor of the house, I'm nervous because, you know, water is going to, it's not like it's in the basement or the garage. So if there is a leak or something like that, I'm concerned about there being a lot of water damage to our home.
I understand. And you could, if that would happen if a pipe broke as well. So if you want to replace it with a tankless, that is going to be more expensive than a tanked water heater. But it's definitely worthwhile because they last a lot longer. And they also give you on-demand hot water, so you never really ever run out of warm water. If you're concerned about your plumbing system's reliability in general, just make it a practice that whenever you guys go away for a weekend or longer, you turn the main water valve off. You don't need to leave water on when you're not home for an extended period of time. So that might also be something you might want to start doing on a regular basis.
So whenever you're going to be gone for the weekend or more than a couple of days, turn the main water valve off.
That's right, because you don't need it on. And this way, if the water heater ever were to break, it would lose the 40 or 50 gallons that's in it, but it would not constantly run.
Gotcha. So going back to my original question, what do you guys suggest we do? Because my husband thinks, well, let's just get a new one, you know, the same thing, and then he thinks it's going to give me some peace of mind.
Okay, here's what I would do. You said that money is tight. I don't want you to throw good money at bad ideas. And I think replacing it with the same thing is kind of a bad idea, especially since it's 11 years old. What I would prefer to see you do is live with that for another year or two, save up some money, and then put in a tankless.
Okay. And do you recommend tanklesses go in the crawl space or in the garage or outside?
Well, they can pretty much go wherever you want. If you put them outside, they get a little less efficient because, of course, the outside temperature is cold, and that means they have to work a little bit harder.
Okay.
And sometimes they're put in rooms that are insulated or outside closets or that sort of thing. But you have the flexibility because a tankless water heater is going to be about a quarter the size of your tanked water heater.
Okay, so it sounds like that's what you recommend is a tankless, but maybe just live with this one for another year or two.
I think that makes the most sense. Okay, Eva?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. I don't feel like 11 years old is a terribly old water heater.
No, I mean, given that a lifespan is 10, 12 years, and you're right. I mean, before we moved in, the one in our house was like 20 years old.
I used to see that all the time as a home inspector, and yeah, it's old, but
you can live
but
with
not
it.
Worth emergency replacing.
No. Just for peace of mind. There are other things that you can do.
There's enough life left in that to risk, you know, not doing it now and saving up your money for a year or two and then going tankless. Because tankless is definitely the technology that is state-of-the-art today and worth every penny of its cost.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, if you are tackling a painting project in a moisture-prone area like your kitchen or bath, the primer that you choose needs to be able to stand up to moisture, resist mildew, and have excellent adhesion so it's going to stick to the surface that you're painting. We're going to share a great option next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
My name is Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti with today's tip of the day. Your plumbing system has many different valves, but knowing where the most important ones are can potentially save you thousands of dollars. The main water valve controls the flow of all water into your home and must work properly to prevent damage. First, find the valve. It's usually located on the lowest level of your home near the street. Test the valve to see if it turns off. There shouldn't be any leaks or running water, even if a faucet is turned on. Create a large tag and label it with the words main valve and hang it from the valve handle and make sure all household members can find it before a flood occurs. Another important location to know, the weakest link of your plumbing system, and it's probably the rubber connecting hoses on your washing machine. These hoses can dry out, burst, and allow thousands of gallons to rush into your home. To avoid this, be sure to turn off the water supply valves to the washer before leaving home for an extended period of time. That's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're here to share non-biased expertise to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
Reach out with your questions to 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Vernon in Colorado who's fixing up the bath. How can we help you?
I had heard a while back on your show, if you're going to re-caulk your bathtub, to fill it up with water, but I do not remember if anything was said about removing the water immediately after it was caulked or letting the caulk set up first before you would let the water out. So I wanted to check on that before I started my project with some good kitchen and bath caulk.
Well, absolutely. The tip you heard about filling the tub with water is totally correct. And the reason why we do that is when you fill the tub with water, it sort of weighs down and sits down onto the base a little more. So if you fill it with water and then go ahead and caulk, then you let the caulk dry and then you drain the bath. When it sort of empties out, it's going to lift back up and compress that caulk. So the next time you actually go to take a bath or a shower and you're standing in there and the tub presses down on the base, it's going to stretch the caulk and it's all going to stay in place. So that's really a good trick of the trade, because it keeps it in its place longer and it really lets it adhere to where it needs to be.
Perfect. Okay, that's what I'll do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Bernie. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, painting often seems like the simplest of home projects, but too often it's one that can lead to unexpected results if you're not using the right products. And that's especially true when it comes to selecting a primer.
Yeah, that's right, because primer serves a number of purposes. It's designed to adhere to the surface you're trying to cover. It's designed to fill in small imperfections and provide a surface that the top coat can flow smoothly across and reduce brush strokes or roller marks. Now, Kills is a product that does all this and more. It's called the Kills 3 Premium Primer, and it's a heavy-duty, high-hide sealer and stain-blocking primer that's also very durable.
Now, if you're working in a very moisture-prone area like your kitchen or your bathroom, this primer is perfect because it has both excellent adhesion and it has a mildew-resistant coating. It's going to offer a thick, high-hide formula that's also designed to mask your surface imperfections and then prepare the surface so it's easier to paint. It's better for that paint to stick. Plus, it's going to dry quickly. It has low odor and very low VOCs.
The Kills 3 Premium Primer is available at 15 home improvement retailers, including Ace Hardware, Lowe's, The Home Depot, and Walmart. Kills 3 starts at $25.98 per gallon. Learn more at Kills.com. And by the way, if you're a painting pro, Kills recently announced the Kills Pro Van Contest, running now through October 12th. You can win a new 2020 Ford Transit 350 cargo van, fully equipped with a Motor Trend Professional Painter's Package, valued at $110,000. So check that out at Kills.com.
Thurman from Arkansas is on the line. He's got a blank wall and wants to put in a window. Thurman, how can we help?
All right. Well, I've got a blank wall, if you will, and I want to open it up and install a window and just kind of want to know what I need to do about the structure part of it and that maybe how I need to go about finishing the sheetrock around it.
All right. Great question. So you start with a blank canvas, and this is on the front or rear wall of your home?
Rear.
Rear wall. Okay. So that's a load-bearing wall. So here's what you need to do when you're opening up a load-bearing wall. So you're going to want to cut open, and I would, if you're a pro doing this every day, you're very careful about how you cut the drywall, but there's a way to cut it so it basically gets cut once and you don't have to widen it out. But theoretically, what I would do is I would keep one full stud on one side of that wall, because what you're going to do is you're going to have to double the studs on both sides of the window. So those have to be doubles. And then at the top, you're going to have to put a header across it because you're going to take one out. If it's a, like say a normal 30, 36 inch wide window, you'll probably have to take one stud out in the middle. And when you do that, you have to build a header that goes across the top and then another what's called a jack stud that goes from the top plate of the wall down to the top of that header. So it's a bit of a tricky carpentry situation. It's not terribly complicated if you've done it before, but for a first timer, it's a little tricky. And you also technically should be building a temporary wall, which is really just a section of wall about as wide as that window, that would go up underneath the ceiling joist as close to the window as possible to carry any load that's on that while you take apart the exterior wall. Now, mind, you're only cutting out one stud. It probably won't move, but just in case, you have to have a temporary wall that's there to hold that up. So there's quite a few steps involved in doing that. And, you know, if it's not something you're totally comfortable with, it might be wise for you to hire a pro who's disassembled and reassembled those types of walls before.
Right. That's what I was wondering about, the load on that wall.
Yeah, that's the way you do it. You have to build it in such a way that it's supported while you're disassembling it. And then once the window is in or the framing is done, then you can pull out that temporary wall. The temporary wall is just a 2x4 up against the underside of the ceiling, a 2x4 across the floor, and then maybe a couple of 2x4s, depending on how wide it is, you know, about every 16 inches apart. It's just kind of a fake wall, and when I build them, I cut my 2x4s a little bit longer than they have to be, and they put pressure up under the top plate and just hold in place that way. So it's just an extra cautious step to do it, but that's what's involved to do that project.
All right. Well, thanks for the information.
You're welcome, Thurman. Good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We're here to help you with your home improvement projects, answer your decor questions, all standing by at 888 Money Pit to help you out. And we're presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and it's a great time to book your next home project. Check it out. You can get started at Angie.com. Hey, are you ready to take on an outdoor painting project? We're going to share tips on a new technology in paint sprayers that can help you get this project done faster and comes out way better than ever after this. Live in a
money pit. If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's paw-zented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest, presented by LL Flooring.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at KregTool.com. That's KregTool.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's DeitchCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler, and you can subscribe to the podcast at MoneyPit.com/podcast.
We've got a great prize going out to one lucky caller from Arrow Fastener. We're giving away the TacMate T50X staple gun. It's a heavy-duty, well-built tool that looks as good as it works. It's designed to be sleek, comfortable, super dependable. It's lightweight. It's great for upholstery, crafting, decorating, home repair. You got a project? I bet you can use it for it.
If you'd like to win the Arrow T50X TacMate staple gun, give us a call with your home improvement question. We'll throw your name into the Money Pit hard hat and perhaps make the winner you. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Lauren in Florida is on the line with a lead paint question. How can we help you today?
Hi. My husband and I are remodeling a 1907 home that's been vacant for multiple years. So there's lots of damage. A lot of the paint chipping off the windows. There's on the B-board and wainscoting, a lot of the paint's chipping off. And someone has gone in and put, like, sheetrock mud to texture over the original plaster walls, so some of that's chipping off. And we've got three young children, so we need to repaint this house and fix it. And we're really concerned about the lead paint issue.
Yeah, understandably so. And, I mean, your house is in the time frame where you do need to be concerned about lead paint. Now, we had an issue when we put central air conditioning in the house when my son was 6 months old. You know, when he was little, I didn't think that, you know, any concern, and they did a great job. They were very tidy. They contained all the dust, but something must have gotten on something. And when we had gone for his next exam, he had elevated lead levels, you know, probably from some dust getting on a toy and then the toy going in his mouth, anything. Anyway, it turned out, you know, after we did the next blood work, his levels went back to normal. So we were really not concerned at that point, but it is a very scary issue. Now, I'm not sure nationwide what the rules are, and maybe Tom can speak better on this, but in New York, when you are fairly certain that you've got lead paint, or the time frame sort of dates it that way, you have to work with a painter or a contractor who's certified in sort of lead paint containment, if you will, because even if you have it on a window frame and you're opening and closing that window, you're creating little specks of lead dust that are getting into the air, and with small children, you do need to be concerned. So you do need to make sure that if you can, that this is done by a pro. I mean, there's nothing that regulates when a homeowner does it themselves, but knowing that you probably have lead paint and the small children in the home, I would just have a pro do it. And you want to make sure that things are taped off and really sealed up and cleaned very thoroughly. I mean, there are specific rules I know in New York State that allow for a contractor to be certified, and that's something you really want to look for.
Yeah, and especially because the paint is flaking in deteriorated condition right now. I mean, that's the highest risk for this, Lauren. So you're wise to proceed very cautiously and make sure that the contractor that you're working with is certified as a lead professional.
All right. Thank you.
Well, if you're planning a painting project, like, say, painting a fence or a deck or anything outside of your home, usually that's the kind of project that many people hire a pro to get done. They'd come in there with their big air compressors and paint sprayers and get that job done super quick. Well, now with new technology and paint spraying equipment, Wagner has made this process so simple and efficient that just about any DIYer can get a job done without the expense of hiring a pro.
Yep, we're talking about the Wagner Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayer. Now, these sprayers are designed to allow homeowners to take on big projects themselves instead of hiring a contractor and save money in the process. These sprayers feature high-efficiency airless technology that produce up to 55% less overspray, so you won't waste paint, and you're going to get a high-quality finish three times faster than a roller, so you can get those big projects done fast. Plus, they work with both water or oil-based paints and stains as well.
All right, check out the Wagner Control Pro high-efficiency airless paint sprayers over at their website. It's wagnerspraytech.com, and the Control Pro 130 is available at all major retailers, including Home Depot, Lowe's, Menards, and even Amazon. Doug in Rhode Island's on the line with a ventilation question. What's going on at your money pit?
I have two bathroom vents and also a hood exhaust vent over the cooktop. So I have two 4-inch vents and a 6-inch vent that I need to put through the roof somehow, and I'd rather not do it in three different vents. I'm wondering if there's an option.
Well, the bathroom vents, if they're near each other, could be brought together in the attic and then brought out to one termination point. You obviously don't want to dump all that air in the attic. It's warm, it's moist, it's humid, and it's going to ruin your insulation's effect. In terms of the kitchen vent, that I would keep separate because that could potentially be greasy, and you just don't want to mix that in with the bathroom ventilation.
Okay.
And make sure, in all cases, I would recommend you avoid the flexible vent ducting and use metal ducting. Not the flexible metal ducting, but the smooth metal ducting, because it just has less resistance as the air blows through it, and it's easier to clean if you have to.
Okay. Now, do I have to use a insulated to connect the hosing?
No, you don't have to insulate the ducting. That's not necessary.
No, okay.
No, just use a solid metal duct to do this, okay? You can buy these in home centers and hardware stores. What I don't want you to do is use those flexible plastic ducts or flexible metal ducts.
Okay, I got you.
All right, Doug, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus you've got the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today. Coming up, it certainly seems like a lot of people are trying to get painting projects done, especially those outdoor ones, before the weather starts to turn. Coming up, we're going to help one listener do just that with a deck project. So stick around.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Call us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to MoneyPit.com.
Bill is looking for a product recommendation for his covered porch, his deck, and the railings. Now, he says they're about 3 years old and they've never been stained. I'd like to use a water-based semi-transparent stain, but I'm having trouble deciding on the best brand to use.
especially since so many of the stains are rated for the best online. I feel like everybody's calling it the best. So how do you know really what is the best?
Yeah, it's really hard to sort through some of that stuff. I mean, we respect Consumer Reports. They're thorough, they're impartial, and they make some recommendations in their latest report. But first, let's talk about your wish to use semi-transparent, because as we have pointed out, and also I noticed Consumer Reports pointed out something that we've been saying over the years, and that is that semi-transparent just does not provide near the protection of solid color. They note that solid stains hide the grain of the wood, but they're the best, and they should last 3 to 5 years on a deck, which is the longest of all types of stains. But even the best semi-transparent stains are simply not as tough, and their data suggests that that type of stain is probably only going to last 2 or 3 years. So that's a really short period of time for one that has to go through all the trouble of, you know, masking and prepping and doing the job. So with that in mind, two of their top choices. One was the Behr Premium Solid Color Waterproofing Stain and Sealer, which you could find at Home Depot. And the other was Olympic Elite Advanced Stain and Sealant, again, in a solid color. So those were the two that Consumer Reports had recommended. And we certainly are not going to disagree with those choices. So we hope that that gives you some direction. Just remember, when you're searching for products and you see a lot of best of this, top of that, you know, a lot of times those are being done by bloggers that are involved in affiliate programs, which is fine. It's a way to make a living. You know, the way an affiliate program works is if you click on a link and then go to, say, Amazon to buy a product, that blogger makes some small commission on that. It could be a couple of pennies to a few dollars. You're not paying a bigger price, by the way. Everybody pays the same price, but they make a small commission. So they're very often looking for a category where they can do the best of or the top this or that of, and because it's a business for them. But again, it makes it very hard for you to sort through it. That's why if you're really looking for, you know, a recommendation where there's some research and data behind it, I think you can't go wrong with Consumer Reports.
All right, next up, Karen is having a problem with a noisy floor. She says, I just completed installing vinyl plank flooring in my entire house. The new floor is on top of a 12 by 12 ceramic tile, and the contractor doing the work assured me that no prep was necessary. It's been a month since the install, and the floor is very noisy. It creaks or sounds hollow, and I can feel a little give when I walk. What do you suggest? I mean, a tile floor, especially a large tile like that, it's not flat.
That's right. I mean, yeah, I mean, technically it needs no prep. It can go on top of it, but the vinyl planking is not going to change what was there to begin with. And if your floor was weak and doing this before, which I'm absolutely certain that it was, the vinyl didn't add to this, you really should have beefed that floor up before you put the vinyl plank on top of it. So I'm afraid that there's not an easy solution here except to tell you that vinyl plank comes apart as quickly as it went together. So you could have them remove the whole thing and fix the floor and then put it back. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We hope that you guys are having an excellent summer. We've got about 2 to 3 weeks left here before we're going to officially move into the fall season, which is the busiest time of year for home projects. If you've got a project you'd like to plan for fall, now would be a great time to reach out to us with those questions. We will call you back the next time we are in the studio. But for now, that is all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely.
We're breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump on a campaign-style Save America rally stump in Alabama this evening. It's where he blasted the Biden administration's chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan.
This will go down as one of the great military defeats of all time, and it did not have to happen that way. This is not a withdrawal. This was a total surrender. This surrender for no reason.
And sound courtesy of C-SPAN.org. President Biden, meanwhile, pledging to Americans still trapped in Afghanistan that, quote, we will get you home. His comments came at a White House news conference yesterday as the U.S. government struggles to ramp up their massive airlift of Americans and other foreigners and vulnerable Afghans. Military affairs analyst and SRN News contributor Robert McGinnis is taking the president's comments with a grain of salt.
I would like to believe that the president's word can be taken to the bank. However, understanding how difficult it is in that environment, not just in Kabul, but in a Texas-sized country like Afghanistan, you have people spread all over. I have no confidence that we know exactly where everyone is.
Mr. Biden's facing criticism from some at home for the chaotic and often violent scene outside the airport as crowds struggle to reach safety. Flights from the Kabul airport stopped for several hours yesterday before they resumed. Hurricane Henri moving up the East Coast. A huge rock concert in Central Park, New York this evening was canceled halfway through. Attendees told to go and seek shelter elsewhere as a system moved in and rain started to fall. A state of emergency in several parts of New York were declared by Governor Andrew Cuomo. New England coastal areas are bracing for storm surge and lots of rain. And it was a week ago today that a 7.2 earthquake struck the island of Haiti, nearly 2,200 people dead, over 12,000 injured. More at townhall.com.
Did you know that Big Lou can vaccinate your entire estate from the virus known as Uncle Sam? That's right. Big Lou and Term Provider have the only single-dose solution in town, a $1 million term life insurance policy. Yep, a $1 million term life insurance policy with no side effects. One call to Big Lou can lead to an entire estate vaccination that'll provide 100% guaranteed protection against estate taxes and debt, even if you are a bit porky or have a splash of sugar diabetes. In fact, a 50-year-old male may qualify for $500,000 of coverage for less than $100 per month, $1 million for less than $200 per month. Call Big Lou at Term Provider to get the service and price you deserve with zero side effects. Call 800-555-2085 right now. 800-555-2085. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He follows the science, too. Call 800-555-2085 or visit BigLou.com. Big Lou doesn't give tax advice.
Mortgage rates were mixed this week.
The rates barely changed after rising for the first time last week following 6 weeks of declines. Average rates for home loans remain historically low. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reports the average for the 30-year mortgage eased to 2.86 from 2.87% last week. The 15-year loan edged up to 2.16 from 2.15% last week. Uncertainty over the fast-spreading Delta variant and its potential effect on the economic recovery had been a backdrop in suppressing mortgage rates. John Scott reporting.
The sudden end of the Texas Democrats' 38-day walkout has put Republicans back on a fast track to approve that voter integrity measure, and it's also causing some bad feelings amongst the Democratic faithful who say they feel betrayed by their colleagues who returned to Austin. The collapse of the Democrats' holdout frustrated a faction that appeared ready to torpedo the bill for a third time. More at townhall.com. In San Francisco, police, fire, and sheriff department employees who refuse to disclose their COVID-19 vaccination status could get a pink slip.
17 employees were slated to receive a letter from their respective heads outlining the consequences for failing to report that information by the August 12th deadline. The city is recommending a 10-day unpaid suspension as punishment. Those who refuse to be vaccinated in the 10 weeks after FDA approval without a proper medical or religious exemption could potentially be fired from their jobs. In response, the Deputy Sheriff's Association has threatened a wave of resignations, and one San Francisco firefighter has already sued the city. Patrick Foss reporting.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection seized more than 3,000 fake COVID vaccination cards at the Anchorage, Alaska airport this past week. The agency said the cards, which were shipped from China, are made of low-quality printing, but they closely resemble the authentic CDC certificates. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
just plain dumb. They're designed to keep your water hot, whether you need it or not.
And that can mean lots of wasted energy. But there's a quick fix that's easy and inexpensive.
Read how to install a water heater blanket when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Craig Tool Company, and Bank of America. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So, we hope that you guys are having an awesome summer day today. We are in our part of the country, although it's sad that Labor Day is only a couple of weeks away. But heck, if you're still thinking about getting a project done now or in the very near future, we are ready to help you create your best home ever, because that's what we do. We've been at this now for almost 20 years, and we are here to help you take on projects around your house that you don't know how to start. Maybe you're stuck in the middle. Maybe you need a resource or an idea. Maybe you want to vet something a contractor suggested or gave you a quote for to see if it makes sense for you. If that's you, if we're describing stuff on your to-do list, move it over to ours. Pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can do that 24/7, and we will call you back the next time we're in the studio, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk about the laundry room. It might seem like a safe enough space, but anywhere that there is extreme heat and lots of water, there's the potential for trouble. So we're going to walk you through the most common spots where trouble starts and tell you how to prevent leaks, fires, and breakdowns in today's smart spending tip.
And also ahead, kitchen cabinet painting is one of the most popular ways that you can get an affordable kitchen update. But can painting your kitchen cabinets provide the same level of beauty and durability of a factory applied finish? Well, they can if you get the painting steps right. We're going to walk you through what you need to know to get Instagram worthy results.
And if a vacation home is out of reach, you might want to consider glamping instead. Glamping is short for glamour camping, and we're going to share some tips on how to do just that by converting your camper or trailer into a very comfortable getaway that comes home with you after every vacation.
Plus, if you'd like to build projects that require a little joinery to keep those things together, we've got a great tool to give away today from Craig Tool. It's the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro, and it's worth $99, and it's going to go out to one lucky listener drawn at random.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. How can we help you create your best home ever? You can reach us by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
James in Virginia is on the line with a ceiling fan question. What's going on at your money pit?
I live in a 1986 two-story ranch, and we do not have overhead lighting in any of the bedrooms, and there's no lighting fixtures, and we want to add ceiling fans. So I was wondering how difficult it would be to do that in the bedrooms.
It's not terribly difficult, but it's not terribly easy either. I would say that it would be very easy for an electrician to do that because they have the tools necessary to get the wiring where it needs to go. It's kind of hard for a DIYer to do that. And the other important thing about a ceiling fan is you need to make sure you use the right type of electrical connection in that ceiling so that you have some support on that fan, because it gets very heavy and it also vibrates sometimes. So you need to have the right connection for the fan to the ceiling, and of course the wiring has to be in place. Now, electricians can fish wires through there. There's a couple of tricks of the trade that they use. They have these sort of long, skinny fiberglass rods that can be run in the space between ceiling joists to run wires where they need to be. But what I would do is, if you're thinking about maybe doing this in a couple of rooms, I would sort of pile those jobs together, because there's a
sort of a mobilization cost when you hire a pro for a small project like that, and maybe try to get all of your electrical work done at the same time. Now, with a 1986 house, you might also want to find out if you've got ground fault circuit interrupters protecting the bathroom and the kitchen outlets. That would be another easy thing to add to that to-do list that will protect you from shocks.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help, and I love your show. Listen to it all the time.
Yeah, good luck with that project and with all the work you're doing to your new house. Call us back anytime. 888-666-3974.
Laura in Connecticut's on the line and wants to rearrange the kitchen. How can we help you?
It's an old house. The house is 100-plus. And right underneath the kitchen floor, there is a portion of the floor that doesn't have a beam under it. We would like to put an appliance there. We would like to place an appliance there. So we just need something that would just support it gently, just in case too much weight.
So, I mean, generally speaking, floor structures are designed to hold a refrigerator. They're not that heavy. If you wanted to beef up the structure in that area, your kitchen already has existing floor joists, so the girder will go perpendicular to those. It's not a true girder in the sense that it wouldn't be supported with its own foundation, but what sometimes many folks will do is they'll put a girder-like beam underneath those floor joists on some lolly columns, maybe supported by a very small foundation that might be a 1 foot by 1 foot square pour of concrete, so that you can kind of take the bounce out of the middle of those beams. Sometimes if you have long beams in a house or long floor joists in a house, you'll get kind of a bounce when you walk across the floor, and that can make it feel weak, even though maybe it's not, but it just has more flex in it than you're accustomed to. So putting in the additional beam perpendicular to the floor joists can eliminate that. It's not going to hold up more than that beam, so it doesn't need to be substantially supported. But I think still that you could do a carpenter could do a good clean job and give you that additional support that's going to make you feel comfortable. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, it does. Okay. Now, if there is a dirt floor, would it be wise to put down a cement foundation?
So you would support it by columns, and in the bottom of the column would be supported by concrete, not necessarily a complete floor, but what generally you'll do is dig out maybe a 1 foot by 1 foot square hole, fill that up with concrete, and have the column sit right on top of that. Again, it's not the same kind of foundation that you would use to put a beam up that was holding up the entire house, but what you're really doing here is just sort of taking the bounce out of that floor and giving it a little bit of additional support. Laura, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You need some help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
Well, the laundry room might seem safe enough, but anywhere there's extreme heat and lots of water, there's the potential for trouble. We're going to walk you through how to prevent leaks, fires, and breakdowns in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Reward Credit Card, next.
There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home, and a lot of responsibility. Sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie, formerly Angie's List. Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's paw-zented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote-getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces, a paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. It's the perfect alternative to construction adhesives. Instant grab, easy to use, and clean for a fast but durable result. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumblestone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're here to share non-biased expertise to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
Well, if you guys like to build projects where you're joining boards together, we have got a great product to give away. It is the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It makes it easy to work with a wide variety of materials, including solid wood, plywood, and composites, as well as 1x and 2x boards and hardwoods. And it's great for building indoor projects like furniture or cabinets or shelves, and outdoor projects like trellises and pergolas. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro retails for $99. You'll find it at CraigTool.com or nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, or other home centers, hardware stores, and woodworking retailers. We've got one to give away, though, to one listener drawn at random. If you'd like to make that you, call us now with your question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Steve in Pennsylvania needs some help with a building project. I love that you're planning and you've asked us to help. What's going on, Steve?
Yeah, I have a small summer cabin at Lake Tahoe, and the deck was built in the early 60s. And the step up from the deck into the cabin is a stretch. So I was wanting to put like a stoop or a landing or a step or whatever you want to call it on top of the deck that will make the step up into the cabin a little less severe. So I was looking at maybe something about 54 inches wide and 6 to 7 inches tall, but I don't know how deep to make that step.
When you say deep to make the step, you mean what's the tread depth when you put your foot on it?
Exactly.
So what are you going to build it out of?
I was just going to put in wood. Everything else is wood up there.
So I would use a 2x12 for that step. Why not make a nice big deep step? You could use a 2x10. I mean, most steps are narrower than that, but I think a 2x12, which is 11.5 inches, would be fine.
So 12 inches deep from the edge of the cabin door to the edge of the deck.
So it's just one step basically between the deck and the cabin door. Is that correct that you want to put in?
Right.
So I would make it a 2x12. Why not? It's about 11.5 inches deep, and that'll be fine.
Well, thank you very much for your help. You have a great day.
Well, if you're a pet lover, the Post a Picture of Your Pet photo contest is presented, you get it, by LL Flooring. And it's going on right now at MoneyPit.com. To enter, all you've got to do, you post a picture of your pet, and you write a little short description, and then share your entry and make sure you invite all your buddies to vote. And the top three vote getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at MoneyPit.com/contest. That's the Post a Picture of Your Pet photo contest at MoneyPit.com/contest.
Now we've got Tammy in Philadelphia on the line who's looking for a better shower. How can we help you today?
Hi. I was calling in because I wanted to find out, I have an old Victorian house and I have a three-story. I have a bathroom on the third floor and a bathroom on the second. And when if someone's in a shower on the second floor and then someone takes a shower or runs the water upstairs on the third floor, the shower goes cold. And I've been asking my contractors and my plumbers, and I'm not getting a consistent answer. So I like to remedy that since I'm doing remodeling.
Okay. So are you opening up walls as part of this remodeling?
Yes. I'm completely stripped down to the studs.
Okay, great. So first of all, the reasons you have reduced water pressure in older homes are generally because you have old steel pipes that suffer from internal rusting, and they clog. They close down, kind of like a clogged artery, and then you can't push enough water through it. Now, that could be your main water pipe. It could be the supply pipes that are inside the house or a combination of them. And so since you're taking the walls apart, the general rule of thumb is that whenever you expose these old steel pipes, you want to replace them with copper pipes, or with PEX, which is a newer type of plumbing pipe. Now, the other thing is that you may not have enough water pressure coming in from the street.
Well, the pressure is not that big of a deal, because I think that the pressure is kind of okay. It's just that, like, basically we have two bathrooms in the house and you can only use one at a time. Like, the water completely goes ice cold if you're in a shower and somebody comes in and uses the sink.
Well, that's because the pipes may not be supplying that hot water. They may not be moving enough hot water. What size water heater do you have?
40 gallons.
All right, well, that's a minimum size, but it should be okay for two bathrooms.
Okay.
And is it an older water heater?
No, I just replaced the water heater.
When you replaced it, did they change any of the plumbing around it? Is it still going through the steel pipes?
I don't think that they changed the pipes around the... No, I don't think so.
So you need to talk with your plumbers about what kind of pipes you have, whether or not that's contributing to the problem, and you need to know what the water pressure is at the street, because if you're not getting enough pressure, that could be the whole cause of it.
Okay. Now, I Googled it, and I saw something online called a pressure balance valve. Would that remedy the issue at all?
So a pressure balance valve is designed to be used primarily in a shower, and what it does is it keeps the mix between hot and cold balanced so that you don't get scorching or freezing cold waters when the pressure drops. So if somebody was to, say, run hot water downstairs and now rob all that hot water from the upstairs shower, it would not change the balance of water from the mix of water between hot and cold. So the flow would be less. You'd have less of a stream, but it wouldn't be the temperature wouldn't change.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So no, that's not it. I don't think that's the cause. I mean, that would certainly be a good thing to have and something you should consider, but I don't think that's the reason you're not getting hot water on the second floor. I just don't think you're moving enough water up there.
Okay. So basically what I need to do is tell them to check the piping around the water heater.
Yeah. And the plumber should know this, not only around the water heater, but basically if you're going to open up those walls, what kind of pipes do you have and are they corroded? And should they be replaced to help alleviate this, okay? And if all else fails, you could always add a second water heater upstairs. You could add a tankless water heater, which would be a really small unit, and it would supply additional water to that second-floor bathroom.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, well, I think that kind of remedies the problem.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, whether you're thinking of remodeling your laundry room or you just want the most trouble-free laundry room possible, there are a few things that you can do to greatly reduce chances of floods or even a fire. We're going to share how in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Well, first of all, let's start with the basics. I'm talking about your water supply hoses. Now, most washers use rubber-based water supply lines. The problem is that these hoses are going to eventually swell and then break. And when that happens, they can release an unlimited amount of water, and that can cause major damage. But the solution is simple. By just replacing those rubber water lines with braided steel water lines, they're made to withstand all of those daily stresses, and they're virtually leak-proof.
Now, next, think about upgrading your water supply valves. There are a number of options here. If you've got separate water valves for hot and cold water, you could take the opportunity to upgrade to a single lever turnoff valve. Now, that makes it easy to turn both hot and cold water supplies off at the same time, and you would do that between uses, and therefore you'd never have to worry about a leak. Now, an even better option is to install what is called an automatic shutoff valve for your water line. These valves are smart, literally. They can detect an
Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family.
American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Duct is made from metal, not plastic. If you've still got the old-style dryer duct that's made of plastic, replace it with a metal duct to make sure your system is as safe as possible. So just a few simple steps, and that'll keep things running smoothly and avert any laundry-related disasters.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Marvin, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Here's my situation. My son just recently bought in Belmont, Massachusetts, a 1913 house. Built in 1913. And it's got no insulation, okay? And we're trying to figure out whether it's cost-effective, number one. And the other concern was that I read on the Internet that if you do blown in insulation on a old house like this, there's no vapor barrier and the insulation would get wet and so on and so forth.
Well, first of all, you know, many older homes don't have vapor barriers, so that's not necessarily true. If it's in the attic and you have proper attic ventilation, then any moisture that forms in that area will be vented out. There is another way to insulate this house where you don't have to worry about even processing vapor, and that is to go with spray foam insulation. You know, I have an 1886 house, and I did spray foam in my attic, and I'm very happy with it because it basically turned the attic into a conditioned space, so we don't have to worry about any ventilation issues up there. And I got to tell you, my air conditioning bills were a lot lower after we did it, as were our heating bills. So that's a nice thing to do to an old house, because there's so many nooks and crannies and places where you have gaps that let in ambient air and drive up energy costs. Spray foam kind of solves all of that. We used isonine spray foam insulation. It worked really well. But if you want to go with a fiberglass insulation, you can certainly do that. You're going to want to use 15 to 20 inches of insulation, and you're going to want to have a really good solid ridge vent across the peak of that roof, as well as some soffit vents or some lower vents on the roof, so you have plenty of air that's flushing through that space, because insulation that gets damp is not as effective as insulation that's dry. And that's why we vent it.
Okay. That was very helpful.
Good luck.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and it can connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. So check out Angie.com and start your next home project today. Well, painting your kitchen cabinets is an affordable update to a kitchen, but can painting those cabinets provide the same level of beauty and durability of a factory-applied finish? Well, they can, if you get the painting steps right. We're going to walk you through what you need to know next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room. It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, kitchen cabinet painting is one of the most popular ways to affordably update a kitchen. But can painting your kitchen cabinets provide the same level of beauty and durability of a factory-applied finish? They can if you get the painting steps right.
And that starts with using the right type of primer. Dr. Greg Williams is an expert in all things paint. He's the director of marketing for the Behr Paint Company and joins us with tips on achieving Instagram-worthy results from your kitchen paint project. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you for having me, Tom and Leslie. Good to be here.
Hey, I think priming is the step that DIYers like to skip, but it is really essential for a lot of reasons, right?
Yes, it's absolutely critical because, you know, it's the foundation of your coat and it gives you that strong adhesion to the substrate.
Yeah, absolutely. I always say it's like that's the glue that makes the paint stick, right? I mean, if you don't get that adhesion, then everything that follows is not going to be very durable.
Absolutely. Yep. It could peel right off. And, you know, you put in all this hard work, you want to make sure you get a lasting finish for a number of years to come.
So if you're trying to convince folks that priming is key, is it one coat? Is it two coats? I mean, we all know it does the good job that you need it to, but is more better?
More isn't necessarily better. So with Kills 3 Primer, which, you know, I would recommend, especially for kitchen cabinets, you can tackle the job with one coat. And sometimes you'll see a stain that might be still coming through, but rest assured it is locking in that stain and it's going to block it from coming through to the top coat. And that one coat is going to give you the proper foundation and adhesion you need to be confident that your coating is going to last for a long time.
Yeah, you mentioned adhesion. So we have products out there that are strong adhesion. You have those that are high build. Can you kind of clarify some of those terms that consumers might see when they're shopping for paint products?
Absolutely, yeah. When you see adhesion, you want to look closely to what substrates it's specifically talking about. So, you know, for example, with Kills, we've got products designed for the right job, right? You might be trying to tackle an exterior masonry surface. You might be trying to tackle a kitchen cabinet project, right? And so you want to look for the combination of properties that's appropriate. In the case of kitchen cabinets, there's moisture as well. So you want to make sure you've got something that's going to give you good adhesion and durability, but also going to be mildew resistant and moisture tolerant. In addition, when you talk about the high build, right, this is delivering the amount of paint in one pass, right? So if you choose a paint that is a higher solids, has more volume solids with every coat, you're going to get a thicker film applied. And so it's important to factor that in when you're considering these projects, because the thicker the film, you're getting better durability. But it doesn't necessarily mean you need to put two or three coats. You can get by with one thick film that's adhering very well to the substrate to give you that good interaction between top coat as well as the substrate.
Now, the top coat actually flows a lot better when you have the primer in place. We've noticed distinct differences in the way the painting finish dries when you're going over a primer versus not. So that build really assists in making sure that you have fewer brush strokes and that sort of thing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great point. And so one of the main features in addition to adhesion from a primer is the fact that it can seal a porous substrate or uneven sheens or uneven finishes, right? So as you go over that surface, it's going to fill in any of those imperfections. It's going to seal some of the porosity that you might have in different areas. Maybe you've used some of abrasive in the past and you've knocked down the gloss and now it's more porous. So in order to get uniform drying, and uniform flow, which is really important to minimize the brush marks, you need to properly seal the substrate, and that's where the primer really comes in to do that.
Now, what about sanding a primer before you apply the top coat? Is this a necessary step to sort of get a better finish or not needed at all?
Typically, it's not needed, and the reason for that is this is designed to have a good balance of properties, and it's designed to adhere well to the substrate, but also the top coat of the primer is designed to stick very well to the top coat. And right, and this is what really makes a primer different from a top coat, is that it's got both the good adhesion to the substrate, but also allows the top coat to stick very well to the primer. But if you were to use these same properties in a top coat, you're not going to get your desired hardness and durability and performance. And so that's why it's designed in this way to really maximize adhesion between both the coating and the substrate.
Greg Williams, the director of product marketing for Behr Paint Company and the Kills brand. This guy knows what he's talking about, folks. He has a degree in organic chemistry. And if you want to know what makes paint stick, this is the guy you need to talk to. So, Greg, thank you so much for filling us in. It was really, really helpful, and we appreciate your expertise.
Thank you, Tom and Leslie. Great to be here. Great to talk about Kills 3 with you today.
If you'd like to learn more about Kills 3 as the go-to primer for kitchen projects, go to their website at kills.com. That's K-I-L-Z.com.
Coming up, if you're still dreaming of taking a late summer or early fall vacation, but you don't have a big budget, we've got some ideas for creating vacation memories without breaking the bank. It's all coming up when the Money Pit continues.
You live in a money pit.
If you're a pet lover, you know it's important to make sure your home can stand up to scratches, stains, and muddy paw prints. To help, we've launched a fun new contest called the Post a Picture of Your Pet Photo Contest, and it's Pawsented by LL Flooring.
To enter, just post a picture of your pet, share your entry, and invite your friends to vote. The top three vote getters are going to receive a $1,000 gift card from LL Flooring, as well as a $50 gift card from Chewy.
Enter today at moneypit.com/contest. Presented by LL Flooring. Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage all your home's to-dos in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Now anyone can easily create perfect and strong pocket hole joints with the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. It works with a wide variety and size of materials, and it's great for building all types of indoor and outdoor wood projects. The Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro comes with everything you need and retails for just $99.99. Available nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, woodworking, and hardware stores. Learn more at craigtool.com. That's K-R-E-G-Tool.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. You need some help with a renovation, a repair, or even a decor project? Well, call us with your question now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
So if you like to take on projects, like maybe like cabinet work or bookcases, or maybe even some projects outside, like trellises and that sort of thing, you need a tool called the Pocket Hole Jig, and Craig makes the best one ever. It's the Craig Pocket Hole Jig 520 Pro. We've got one to give away today to one lucky listener drawn at random. And this tool makes it totally easy to work with a wide variety of materials, including solid wood, plywood, composites, as well as 1x and 2x boards, and hardwoods. And it really is helpful when you're building indoor projects like furniture, cabinets, or shelves, or outdoor projects like a trellis or a pergola. It's available for $99.99 at craigtool.com or nationwide at Home Depot, Lowe's, and other home centers, hardware stores, and woodworking retailers, and we've got one to give away to one listener drawn at random from those that reach us on today's show. So reach out at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Kathy in Arkansas is on the line and has a question about potentially having radon in the home. Tell us what's going on and why you might think this.
I built a house about 2 years ago on a slab, and I always hear a lot about radon lately for some reason. Is that a potential hazard on a slab home, or is that only where you have, like, crawl spaces? I don't know how that works.
So it's technically possible that you could have radon in a house that's slab on grade. Radon is a gas that's in the soil. And if it builds up to a point where it's over 4 picocuries per liter of air, that's the measure of radon, then you would take some action to reduce it in your house. Typically, if your house is on a basement or a crawl space, well, if your house is on a basement, it's probably at the highest risk because it can come directly through the walls and get into that space and up into the house. Crawl space is not so much because it's very well ventilated. Slab-on-grade homes can have a radon level if the radon is very, very high in the soil. Now, the only way to know is with a radon test. Fortunately, it's pretty easy and inexpensive to do. You pick up a radon testing canister. You can buy one at a home center, or you certainly can order one online. You would place this canister in your home for a period of around 2 to 6 days. Then after that exposure period, you would seal it back up, ship it off to the lab. They would read it and tell you what your radon levels are. And based on that information, you could either do further testing or talk to a radon mitigator about getting it resolved. So that's basically the long and the short of it. Slab-on-grade houses don't have as high a risk as a basement house, but it is technically possible for them to have elevated levels.
Wow. I just wondered how it could get through the cement from the dirt.
Yeah, it finds a way.
Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Well, if you'd like to take off for a relaxing vacation, but you need to do that on a budget, you might want to consider what some call glamping, which is pretty much the opposite of roughing it. You get to enjoy the great outdoors with all of the comforts of home, and you can take it one step further and glam up your camper to create a vacation home on wheels.
Yeah, I love this trend. It's adorable, and it's cute, and it's comfy. I mean, just imagine a pop-up trailer that's been tricked out with the best bedding and the most adorable decor. You can camp near the beach or a lake, and now you've got a home on the water. And the best part is, since you can park it in your driveway after the vacation is over, you don't need to worry about flood insurance or hurricane damage. Now, this new trend of glamping is something that you can take advantage of even when you're not away. You can use your camper as a guest house, an office, a man cave, which I wouldn't think is cute or fun and stylish. But, you know, to each their own, you can have the man cave, too, in there. I mean, really, whatever you want to do, Tom, I'm okay with it.
What's it called? A she shed or a we shed, right?
How come it can't just be a space that we all love?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of possibilities, and you can do this at a fraction of the cost of a second home. So maybe you should look for vintage camping. Campers, for example, to renovate, it can be a very cost-effective project.
Ashwani in Illinois is on the line with a lawn question. What's going on?
I have 7 or 8 trees in my backyard, which are pretty tall, like, you know, 30 to 40 feet, and they are close to my house. I have been seeing that their roots have started showing up on the ground. I don't know if it is because of the drought or what. Like, you know, in a different kind of trees, white ash, crab apple. I'm just wondering, is it something I can do to fix it? I have to start getting rid of them, because if they get weak and they fall, then they might fall on my house.
Well, first of all, this is Mother Nature's way of growing these trees and the tree roots. And no, there's nothing you can do about it. If the trees are healthy, then, of course, the risk of them falling on your home is certainly reduced. Anything could happen in a storm, but... You know, I tell you, I'd rather have high trees around my house and take a chance on one falling down in a storm than not, because they're just so beautiful and they have so many energy efficient benefits by keeping the sun away. Now, if they're very crowded, you may consider thinning them out. Sometimes you have to take out one tree to make room for another. It's a project I did myself about 3 weeks ago. I had planted some trees when we first moved to our house over 20 years ago, and it turned out that one of them I felt was really sort of taking the sun away too much from another and causing it to stunt, and then it became damaged by woodpeckers. So I just decided to take it out, and now that tree that's next to it is doing much better. So sometimes you got to thin things out in order to give the remaining trees, maybe the ones that are
you know, in the best shape or the ones you like to look at the most, a better chance of surviving and thriving. So I think this is really just sort of a management issue. I don't think there's anything wrong with what you've described. It doesn't give me any pause that you're going to have, you know, a lot of risk of damage to your house. Like I said, as long as they're healthy and as long as you are keeping an eye on them and making sure they stay that way, and as long as they're not growing, you know, too terribly close to the house. I mean, roots that are within 2 or 3 feet of the house can cause foundation issues, but if we're talking about trees that are just in your backyard, I think that you'll be okay just the way it is.
Okay.
And if they're that close to the house and if they're really tall and really heavy, then you may want to think about thinning them out, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Whatever it is that you are working on, we can help you with that. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Whether you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for that job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Hey, do you guys do a lot of laundry? Well, we sure do, and the number one way to save energy has nothing to do with how efficient your machine is. We're going to tell you what does when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years... People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. And the Money Pit is all about you. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, if you're dealing with a repair, maybe you're dreaming about a reno, we help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and hopefully have a little fun along the way.
Josh has written in, and now Josh says that he is in the midst of a bathroom remodel, and he's hoping to use PEX piping because he thinks it's easy to install, and also he's a bit hesitant to sweat copper joints in a crawl space due to the fire hazard. However, he found some evidence of rodents in the area, and he would like to know if using PEX is a bad idea because of their presence.
Yes, rodents eat PEX. That's the one negative thing about that fantastic plumbing pipe, which PEX stands for cross-link polyethylene. And yeah, it's flexible, it's inexpensive, it's easy to run through walls and such. But you know what? If it's in an open crawl space like that, I feel like that's like, you know, just kind of waving red meat in front of the lions. I mean, really, because the rodents could latch onto that. And of course, the solution is to do treatments and to do the preventative measures to stop mice and rats, if you've got them, from getting into that space. But I would suggest that you avoid using PEX in an open crawl space like that. I think it's okay for you to use it in the walls going up to the bathroom, but when it comes to the places that break out into an easily accessible space for one of those tiny little four-legged carnivores, I would suggest that you not use PEX in those spaces. And also, by the way, you're very right to be concerned about using a torch. It's a very big fire hazard, especially for a DIYer. Another option would be to use something called a shark bite fitting. It is a non-heat actuated fitting that will connect pipes together, or call a pro and have them do it for you.
Hey, Henry just took a plumbing badge over at Scout Camp, so maybe I can send my son over to help you out with that.
Hey, there you go.
All right, Georgia writes, I have a refrigerator with an upper freezer, and recently I've been getting drops of water at the bottom of the freezer. I dry them with a towel, but hours later there's more. Do I need to replace the whole thing?
I wouldn't go there yet. Two things come to mind. First of all, if you've got an ice maker in that freezer, I would make sure that there's not a leak that's developed in that ice maker line. The other thing is it might just be condensation, and if that's the case, you may need to replace the refrigerator gasket. One easy way to test that is to take a dollar bill and close the refrigerator on the dollar bill and then try to pull it out. If it pulls out easily, that gasket just doesn't have any magnetic connection anymore, and you might need to just replace it, which is not a very expensive thing to do.
No, you just have to make sure, Georgia, that you find the right one for your model of refrigerator, because there are a lot of different ones out there that look the same.
Well, no matter how new and efficient your washer may be, if you do a lot of laundry like we do, the temperature you select will have the highest impact on your energy consumption. Leslie explains why in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, I think we all think that buying the most efficient Energy Star rated washer is going to help us use less energy when we're doing the wash. But actually, according to Energy Star, almost 90% of the energy consumed by a washing machine goes to heating the water. So using the cold wash setting as your default is going to be best for both your clothing and your energy bill. Now, in general, colors are going to stay brighter and clothes are going to last longer when you wash them in cold water. Most detergents are designed to work well with cold settings, so you only need to use the warm or hot settings when dealing with a tough or an oily stain, because that's really going to do the trick to getting those out. So even if you have an older machine, this one change can help you save energy with every load.
Makes sense. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You know, this is something that's probably happened to you at least once or twice. You're standing in your shower, you're enjoying the warm water, when all of a sudden, yikes, the water turns freezing cold or scalding hot. That's an experience that can knock anyone off balance, but the solution is to install a pressure balance valve. We'll explain how on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people
Caleb trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. At a Save America rally in Alabama Saturday night, former President Trump told the tens of thousands of people attending that he tried to warn America about what would happen if Joe Biden was elected president, adding that this administration's policies have been worse than even he imagined.
Biden has obliterated our border, given up our energy independence, caused soaring inflation. He failed totally on economic and policies. I mean, you look at what's going on. It's crazy. And the senators that voted for this $1.2 trillion bill, of which they call it infrastructure, but only 11% is infrastructure.
Mr. Trump's strongest rebuke of the Biden policies dealt with Afghanistan. He said Mr. Biden has completely mishandled the withdrawal and humiliated America. The soundbite courtesy of C-SPAN.org. Late Saturday morning, Henri was upgraded from tropical storm to hurricane status as it began to push up the East Coast. Stamford, Connecticut Fire Department Chief Trevor Roach tells ABC TV they are prepared.
There's a hurricane barrier that they put up at times of flooding. The Army Corps of Engineers will be coming in and do that. So we have moved our fireboat to the outside of the dike right now. So if we need it for a rescue during the storm, we can go out and do it.
Henri is expected to make landfall on Long Island or in southern New England on Sunday. New York hasn't had a direct hit from a major hurricane season storm since Superstorm Sandy wreaked havoc in 2012. New England's last hurricane was in 1991 with the deadly Bob. A talk radio host from Tennessee who had been a vaccine skeptic until he was hospitalized from COVID-19 has died. Radio station Supertalk 99.7 WTN confirmed Phil Valentine's death in a tweet earlier Saturday. Phil Valentine was 61 years old. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Major League Baseball ending a 70-year relationship with the trading card producer Topps.
The move comes after MLB and the Players Union agreed to a new partnership with a rival. The loss of the Major League partnership immediately scuttled a deal announced earlier this year that would have made Topps a publicly traded company. Topps, formed in 1938, is best known for baseball cards, but it also produces products for a number of other pro sports leagues, and it has a confections division.
That's Rich Thomason reporting. In golf, John Rahm and Cameron Smith are tied for the lead at the Northern Trust after three rounds of play. The final round, though, has been pushed back to Monday because of approaching Hurricane Henri along the northeastern shores. It'll be the second time in 10 years that this tournament was disrupted by a hurricane. It also happened in 2011 at Plainfield when the event was shortened to 54 holes. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Montana takes a unique approach.
Well, many large companies across the U.S. have announced that COVID-19 vaccines will be required for their employees to return to work in person. A law passed by the state's Republican-controlled legislature requiring vaccines as a condition for employment is deemed discrimination and a violation of the state's human rights laws. Montana is the only state of the U.S. with a law like this for private employers. GOP lawmakers who supported the bill in the state legislature said it was needed in response to employers coercing employees to get vaccinations under threat of termination. Patrick Frost reporting.
President Biden's approval rating is dipping down, Americans taking a notably less positive view of his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. According to a poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, the numbers went from 66% support in July down to 54% this past week. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Income-eligible renters impacted by COVID-19 can now get 100% of their past due rent and utility bills paid through the California COVID-19 Rent Relief Program. Landlords with tenants who haven't paid rent because of COVID-19 are eligible for 100% reimbursement, too. The application is fast, your information is private, and you won't be asked about citizenship. Apply at housingiskey.com before eviction protections end on September 30th. Brought to you by the California Department of Housing and Community Development.
From the Fox News Radio studios in New York City. Information you want. Truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Brian Kilmeade Show. From New York, heard around the country, and heard around the world. Means more than that. Around the world than ever before. This just in, the president has decided to change plans, not come back to the White House on Wednesday. Now he's coming back today at 1 o'clock. At 3:45, he will deliver remarks on Afghanistan. Reports are widely confirmed that he is stunned by the series of events that's taken place. If you've been in a vacuum, if you did other things this weekend, just know in a matter of days, the Taliban have taken the entire country. The president, Ghani, has left. He has left nobody in his place, and he's left the palace, the Taliban now in control. We are scrambling to get American personnel out of there, as well as our allies, in one airport, in the Kabul airport. The other bases we basically have given up. Joining me now is the man who led the surge in Afghanistan as well as Iraq. You know him well. Everybody in America does. General David Petraeus. General, your thoughts at this hour at the situation the American military faces?
Well, first of all, the situation is absolutely heartbreaking. It is tragic. It's disastrous and so forth. And, you know, we can argue about where the blame should go and all the rest of that. But the urgency of the moment should be to determine how to take care of those whom we've so far left behind, the battlefield interpreters who qualified for the special immigrant visa and their family members, the many others who served and supported us and therefore are marked men and women right now. I don't think it is an overstatement to say that this is a Dunkirk moment or perhaps a Saigon moment, certainly a more emotionally charged reference. And we need to recognize that, and we need to act in accordance with that recognition. We should put the forces on the ground, the most capable American forces. We should ensure that they've got all of the drones and close air support and other assets available in case the situation gets worse for those who are trying to secure Kabul Airport. We should communicate clearly to the Taliban that they should not impede the movement of individuals that we are trying to evacuate. And I think in accordance with some of what you were just discussing, we should certainly consider some effort, again, negotiate with the Taliban at this point in time. Again, they do have an interest in not at this point getting into it with our military. They've actually achieved what they sought out to achieve. And I wouldn't rule out the possibility of establishing an evacuation location at Kandahar or at the Bagram airfields. So I think that should be the focus right now. The relitigation of the past, focus on Al Qaeda and the Islamic State, which I'm confident will be riveted on that in the months that lie ahead, albeit with much more difficulty and much greater cost, because we're going to have to do that without bases in Afghanistan or even in the Central or South Asia region, and do it from the Gulf states. And that will be, again, exceedingly costly. But the focus should be on those that we have, again, so far left behind.
I want you to hear Jake Sullivan got that question today. Here's what he says. He's the national security advisor for President Biden. Cut three.
Given how quickly the Taliban have taken the country, are you sure you can hold the airport long enough to get all the people out you need to?
We've made very clear to the Taliban that if they disrupt our operations, if they menace or attack our forces, that there will be a severe and devastating response. We intend to secure the airport. We intend to move through these evacuations, and then we intend to complete the retrograde. This is not without risk.
So that's a little about what you said. So we have about 5,000 around the airport. We understand. I don't have satellite images. But General Petraeus, we're watching these scenes of these planes landing, and people are running alongside as the plane's taxiing the runway. How secure can that airport be with 5,000 military members when we're seeing that?
Well, inadequately, obviously. And again, as I said earlier, we should deploy whatever is required. It should be our most capable forces. So this is time, literally, for JSOC operators who can respond to these kinds of situations, certainly augmented very substantially by great paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne, by the Marine teams that secure embassies, the FAST teams, and so forth, and with tons of stuff overhead, menacingly overhead. So that the Taliban recognize that they should not impede this. The challenge is, of course, that how do you separate out those who merit our protection, our evacuation, and so forth, from those who candidly do not? And that's going to be very, very difficult. And at the end of the day, this is something that will not be. You can't micromanage this from Washington. You can give some very general guidance, and then we're going to have to empower those who are on the ground, military and diplomatic leaders working together on the ground, and they're going to have to make terribly painful, difficult, and tough decisions about who stays and who gets to go. That's going to be wrenching. It's going to be, again, exceedingly difficult. And it will be that way right up to the end, because once you've collapsed the perimeter and everybody's on the last aircraft or helicopter, it's going to be a really tough moment. But this is where we find ourselves now. It is of our doing, and we should recognize that. And, you know, what Jake Sullivan said, I think, is spot on. Now we have to execute, and again, there's nothing easy about what is going to follow. This is going to be exceedingly hard.
They emptied the prisons because we abandoned the bases, and the Afghans abandoned their guns and their positions. Some were paid off, we understand, according to a few experts. They say this was not foreseeable. General Austin indicated in a conference call with Congress yesterday that we didn't know the Afghans were going to drop their weapons and not fight. Is he being disingenuous? I don't want to put your motivations, but does that surprise General Petraeus, who actually led the surge in Afghanistan years ago, that they ended up not fighting?
And by the way, then General Lloyd Austin, Lieutenant General at that time, did a magnificent job as the operational level commander, the second of those after General Odierno, during the surge in Iraq. A very, very competent military leader. Look, it's very clear that those in key positions, at the very least, did not appreciate the psychological blow to Afghan forces and leaders of the announcement that we would withdraw than the actual withdrawal, because I think many still believed, gosh, you know, they're gonna look down into the canyon and they're gonna pull back. They're not gonna go over the precipice. And then something that many have not fully appreciated, the withdrawal of the 18,000 or so contractors who maintained the very sophisticated U.S. provided helicopters and planes that were the most important capability of the Afghan National Security Forces. Because, look, Brian, once Afghan soldiers out on far-flung bases and outposts and so forth realize that there is no one coming to the rescue, once these local leaders recognize that reality, the tribal elders and so forth, once they realize that, they sort of have three alternatives. One is to withdraw in an orderly manner. The second is to flee. And the third is to surrender. And if you're in a country where people have figured out, you know, they recognize that there are moments where they must be, in a sense, chameleon-like. They have to recognize the reality on the ground and accommodate that. And I think there was certainly not a full appreciation of those realities in this situation, though certainly some of us explicitly cautioned about the psychological impact that could be infectious. In other words, one part of the military sees that others are surrendering, throwing down their weapons, cutting deals, and they start to ask, gosh, maybe that's what we should be doing, since, again, the Afghan commandos can't be gotten to us because our Air Force is readiness is eroding because the contractors who maintain it have gone to the Gulf states and are trying to do it through FaceTime or Zoom.
And you did mention to me, too, and those all reports is confirmed, and I spend the morning watching Sky News to get the British perspective. There was pressure on Boris Johnson. There were some people saying on camera, why doesn't he stay? We don't need the Americans. You know, we have to keep ourselves safe. They're worried about another influx of refugees that are really going to hit Europe more than them, but they lost 400 guys. And they wanted to stay. It was pretty clear there wasn't a lot of pressure to get out of Afghanistan there. In fact, I don't really feel there was a lot of pressure, and I do news every day, 6 hours minimum, on air, let alone the studying that goes into it. There was never a lot of stories about the American people getting restless about Afghanistan because it wasn't a hot war at the time. So this is one of those odd times in which NATO wanted to stay. When they first came to our aid, they were the ones almost blindsided by the withdrawal.
Well, I think there's much to what you say. And as you know, you and I have had this dialogue discussion for many years now. And my counsel was for a, quote, sustainable, and sustainability is measured in the expenditure of our blood and treasure, a sustainable, sustained commitment, which, by the way, might have actually given us a firmer foundation from which to negotiate. You know, if you tell the enemy, as the previous administration clearly conveyed, that we want to leave and we want an agreement that essentially allows us to do that, you're not negotiating from a particularly strong position. But a sustainable, sustained commitment, I think, was certainly a very viable option. And again, as you know, that is what a number of us counseled. It's what the bipartisan commission chartered by Congress, led by a former commander in Afghanistan, General Joe Dunford, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and again, made up of Republicans and Democrats. It is what they recommended as well in their report, which came out now a number of months ago. So, were there alternatives? Of course there were alternatives, and some of us counseled those. But again, let's get past that for the moment. Let's, again, focus on the real urgency at this time, which is to figure out how to take care of those whose security is in jeopardy because of the work that they did with and for us. You know, our battlefield interpreters that we had there were absolutely vital to the effort. It's why Congress and the administrations, many administrations, have created the special immigrant visa program. And yet the bureaucracy of that was so enormous that it defeated the efforts of those on the ground to navigate that in many, many cases. I mean, and again, If you disagree with that, how are there 18,000 that are still left behind? Or maybe it now be maybe down to 16 or 17,000 times several family members each in many cases. We need to see to their – and again, they shared risk and hardship with our men and women on the ground for two years to qualify for that. Our son is a rifle, was a rifle platoon leader. Again, those battlefield interpreters were absolutely critical to what it was that we sought to do. And we need to take care of them. We need to take care of the others that we need to take care of. Women students, frankly, I think, that are in jeopardy. My wife and I supported a woman at the American University of Afghanistan every year in recent years. We've got to try to get people out of harm's way, recognizing, again, the enormous difficulties, the triaging that is going to have to take place, and the enormous security that will have to be provided for that effort, because these are going to be very, very desperate people who are trying to do anything to get out of that country.
And just the fact that America lets people down just agonizes me, because it's everything we don't want to do and we always believed that we wouldn't do. And I want you to hear what Liz Cheney told me a short time ago about she worries in the for the future. Listen.
We should not have been withdrawing in the first place, in my view. But the idea that we've got these scenes of death and chaos is really it's just going to be hugely damaging for the United States globally. You know, people will look at that. How do you think people in Taiwan feel? How do you think people in Ukraine feel? Watching these scenes thinking, well, can we count on America? And, you know, America's security depends upon our allies being able to count on us. So we've got to fix this. It's not going to be easy.
So do you agree with her worry as she projects forward?
Well, certainly. I think, again, it's just sort of undeniable that this is a blow to America's credibility and, frankly, to our reputation around the world. Again, I don't know how anyone could argue with that assessment. If you look at the pictures, if you look at the situation, if you realize how catastrophic this is, I think that is not arguable. The question is, again, what do you do? What now? And as I've argued, what now is number one, first and foremost, take care of those we've so far left behind. And then let's figure out, as we did after Vietnam, how do we reestablish our credibility? You know, if we are going to say that America is back, we have to you obviously can't do that rhetorically. You have to do it with actions. They have to be on the ground in various places. Interestingly, I think we have gotten it right. And by the way, I broadly agree with this administration's foreign policy. You know, its efforts to achieve a coherent, comprehensive, whole of government with an S on the end approach to China. But this particular situation, obviously, is not helpful when it comes to our credibility and reputation.
General, thanks so much. You always try to stay out of politics, and I try not to lead you there, but I think your message was well received. I appreciate it. General David Petraeus, thanks.
Thank you, Brian.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers, hear it first, only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
I said Chantilly lace and eggshell, not matte.
Colby's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like plaid.
They need an admin with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, look, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessment. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green. You took the fall and thought
of me above all. Multiple Grammy Award-winning Christian artist Michael W. Smith is singing of his heavenly father, but it is his earthly father, Paul Smith, that was a huge source of inspiration in his career.
To continue to do it as long as I have, I think a lot of that has to do with my dad, honestly.
Now a father of five and grandfather of 16, Smith is honoring his father with a book called The Way of the Father, recounting how his father sacrificed so much, including giving up a promising baseball career to provide for his family. But it was his father's faith that inspired his son to not only pursue a music career, but to use it as a way to honor God.
He was the kindest man I've ever known. He had to be my dad. So he taught me a lot of what God's like.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1970.
The student now goes to college to proclaim rather than to learn. The lessons of the past are ignored and obliterated in a contemporary antagonism known as the generation gap.
You just go through a phase of wanting to be up there, you know, in the limelight. Well, I'm going through a phase now where I don't want to be in the limelight.
Ali comes out to meet Frazier, but Frazier starts to retreat. If Frazier goes back at his father, he'll wind up in a ringside seat. Ali swings to the left, Ali swings to the right. Look at the kid carry the fight.
Everybody just gathered around, organized, and it was orderly. No kids were out of hand. They just wanted to talk. 2 seconds, throwing tear gas, and the kids were picking up and throwing them back at the cops. And they chased the kids over the hill. The cops were boxing, there was kids all around them. All of a sudden, cops got trigger happy and shot kids.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Help. There's global concerns about the coronavirus Delta variant. Sharon Peacock is the executive director and chair of COVID-19 COG UK.
The biggest risk to the world at the moment is simply Delta. And so, as you say, Alpha swept the world, and now Delta is replacing Alpha. And that's problematic for countries that don't have a vaccination program and a protected population, because actually it is more transmissible and it can partially evade the immune response. So that's really bad news for countries that don't have a vaccination program up and running to any great extent. So that's my biggest worry.
Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky saying the variant spreads with incredible efficiency and now represents more than 83% of the virus circulating in the United States. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Help, CJ Papa, Fox News.
You think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. On the other side, we're going to talk to Brett Baer about these fast-moving developments in Afghanistan. But, by the way, we're still in the middle of a pandemic, and we still have a lot to discuss domestically here with the spending programs and everything like that. But nothing is more important now than Afghanistan. Really, the only time bigger maybe was the Afghanistan invasion back in October of 2001. So now we see, as we get closer and closer to the 20-year mark since 9/11, we have lost that country. And why did we lose that country? Because we chose to. We chose to pull out. I wasn't for President Trump's deal, but I am convinced, especially after talking to his people, he never would have let Kabul get overrun, especially in a matter of weeks. I mean, we couldn't deal with the outcome of Vietnam. It was 1975, and Gerald Ford was president. It was the impeached Nixon was out by that time. This is Joe Biden. Donald Trump's got this deal together, so I'm really cornered. I guess I have to go through with it. So in the middle of fighting, in the beginning of fighting season, he pulls out all his troops and let the Taliban run right through. And he said, no more air cover. We're totally done. We're finished. We're through. So now Ghani leaves on Sunday. And on Monday, the Taliban got it. And now we have to get between 50 and 80,000 people out of there with one plane and one runway. Fast moving developments.
Favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
House call for health. Americans are reacting following the CDC's decision to revisit their indoor mask recommendations following a surge in COVID-19 cases. The health agency is now asking Americans in high-risk areas for COVID to mask up regardless of vaccination status. Their new guidance this week comes as hospitalizations and cases continue to rise as a result of the highly transmissible Delta variant. People in New York City offering their thoughts on a policy changing yet again.
As a person with autoimmune disease, I think that I should probably wear a mask indoors now.
Well, it would depend on the ventilation in the venue indoors.
I think it's a good idea because it's better safe than sorry.
The CDC is also recommending that students and staff wear masks when heading back to school for in-person learning. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Cain, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me every Monday and Friday as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Cain Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, addresses the Camp David Accords between Israel and Egypt that, on March 26, 1979, led to a negotiated peace between the two nations, the first between Israel and any of its Arab neighbors.
The countrysides of both lands are free from the litter and the carnage of a wasteful war. Mothers in Egypt and Israel are not weeping today for their children fallen in senseless battle. The dedication and determination of these two world statesmen have borne fruit. Peace has come to Israel and to Egypt.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Bonus track with Laura Engel.
Taking you deep inside the music. Journey fans are ready to do this. Journey's newly revamped lineup will perform at the 2021 edition of Chicago's annual Lollapalooza Festival, according to guitarist Neil Sean. Saying he was dying to get on stage again, Sean broke the news to rock DJ legend Eddie Trunk back in December, then reconfirmed the news this week with a tweet saying, "Chicago, it's on. See you there at Lollapalooza." A video from Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot confirmed that the festival would return to the city's Grant Park this year after being forced by the COVID-19 pandemic to convert to online performances in 2020. Trunk mentioned to Sean that Journey were an unusual choice for the largely alternative hip-hop and electronic music-minded festival during their December interview. The guitarist replied, "I can guarantee you with the new blood in the band, when we get together for 2 weeks of rehearsals before that show, we will be the new alternative." Laura Engel, Fox News.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
This is not Saigon. We went to Afghanistan 20 years ago with one mission, and that mission was to deal with the folks who attacked us on 9/11. And we have succeeded in that mission. Remaining in Afghanistan is not in the national interest.
That is Anthony Blinken. He's doing the impossible job of trying to explain the ridiculous way in which we lost and the humiliation which we all feel as Americans after 20 years in war. And we are not getting the results that America needed, and that is security here at home. In fact, General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, came out and said, "We're going to reassess the threat assessment here in America after the fall of the Afghan government." David Loin joins us now, an award-winning foreign correspondent for 30 years for the BBC and author of the upcoming book, The Long War, The Inside Story of America and Afghanistan Since 9/11. David, welcome. Did you ever predict
Brian,
this?
Brian, it's good to be with you.
Yeah, I just cannot wait to get your perspective. Did you predict this?
Absolutely not at this speed. And I think actually not much at all. I think, you know, I thought, and I was on the radio in the UK only last week saying, and I was completely wrong, that Afghan special forces at least would hold out, that the Taliban might take the countryside, but that the cities would hold out. But, you know, there's a military saying, at the end of the river flows fastest. And I think that that's what's happened in Afghanistan. Once the momentum was with the Taliban, Afghan forces just folded up ahead of them. The morale was completely hollowed out by corruption, frankly, and by the very remote sense that they had from the central government, and it all folded. And there were also some pretty distressing stories of commanders being paid off by the Taliban to hand over their weapons and hand over their men. So, I mean, it's been an extraordinary thing that's happened in the last few days, and all of us who've you know, I first went to Afghanistan in the mid-90s. In fact, I was with the Taliban when they took Kabul in 1996. And then it was a much longer, much more difficult battle. You know, from their point of view, it took them 18 months to take the country, and they were fighting against, civil war bandits then. Now they're fighting against an army of 300,000 that, you know, we have financed and trained and supported over the last 20 years, and it just folded up overnight.
Wow. And for you to be that shocked, it shows where we are. So so right away, the spinning starts. Well, this was a bad deal I inherited. I can't make the Afghanis fight. No one knew 300,000 Afghanis were going to quit. Was there ever 300,000?
Well, I think that's one problem. Because of the corruption, the forces were hollowed out. They talk about ghost soldiers, about platoons of which were just there on paper, but they weren't actually there in the barracks because the commanders were stealing the money. There were terrible stories of fuel, food, and ammunition being taken away from soldiers before it got to them. They weren't paid properly because of the corruption. So I think, you know, the morale for soldiers in the ranks has been really, really low for some months, and they didn't feel that they were fighting for a state that regarded them, so they stopped fighting and ultimately surrendered. So I think it's been a really, you know, sad story in terms of Afghanistan, but the future looks terrible. You'll have seen all the pictures from the airport of people trying to leave because they know what the Taliban can do. And the Taliban are doing that. We're seeing in the streets of Kandahar men who worked with Afghan forces, worked with American forces, worked as interpreters to the British or whatever, taken out of their houses, bodies just left in the street. There's an amazing tweet by an American soldier who left Kandahar in February on Twitter this morning with lots of Afghans around him, and he says that all of those Afghans he knows are now dead. So I think the Taliban are moving in very quickly in pretty unpleasant ways into the places where they're going. And of course, you know, life for women in Afghanistan, which has changed in the last 20 years. We haven't done nothing. The intervention wasn't wasted. We've created a new generation of Afghan men and women in a very young society. But of course, that's just disappearing overnight as women's rights are being trampled on by the Taliban, who are taking them as sex slaves, really effectively taking young women as their wives, inverted commas, in villages that they're taking over. So in many ways, this Taliban is actually worse than the Taliban that took over in the mid-1990s.
And you're the guy that knows. Here's what Mike Pompeo said. Like, I thought that Karzai lost his mind and Gahani was better. You know, Mike Pompeo says, absolutely not. This guy was taking money by the millions. He left before, instead of trying to lead, he left. This is what he said yesterday, Cut 26.
Think about President Ghani. He spent all of his time lobbying Washington, D.C., Republicans and military leaders, the same folks you probably just talked about. If he'd have spent that time building out friends and coalitions and working with the Taliban himself, we could have gotten to reconciliation.
Do you agree with that?
I think there's a lot to be said for that. I mean, I worked 2017 to 2018. I worked on a USAID contract advising in President Ghani's office, advising on communications. And I got to know him very well. And I knew him in the past, and I knew some of, you know, the staff around him very well. Some of those staff are now saying today, people I've spoken to, you know, he shouldn't have run. That didn't look good. He and his very closest advisors, closest political friends, left early yesterday, leaving effectively the country behind them. I mean, he's a complicated character. I think in many ways an admirable leader. He had a desire to create this different kind of society in Afghanistan, and in many ways he succeeded. You know, something emerged from it, but he all the way along, and it's true, there were people around him stealing a lot of money. Whether he personally was corrupt, I don't think so, and I didn't see that myself. But certainly there were people very close to him who he appointed, and he knew they were stealing money, and they were stealing money from effectively our taxes, particularly your taxes. I'm in the UK. America has spent, you know, up to $2 trillion altogether on this project over the last 20 years and lost all those lives. And I think, we have created a different kind of society. Ashraf Ghani was one of the people who helped to try and create that different kind of society. But we certainly didn't leave a functioning democracy that people were prepared to fight for. And that's the consequences that we've seen over the last really few hours, few days, as things have just collapsed in front of our eyes.
So, David, tell me, we're talking to David Loewen, who spent decades in Afghanistan. He's got a book coming out called The Long War, The Inside Story of America and Afghanistan. David, this is what I heard happen. In terms of, and you tell me if this is overstating it, in terms of when we said we're leaving and left and took the air power as well as the contractors, we were the leaders of the Afghan army. As doubtful as some of them may be, as tenuous as some of their loyalty was, we were the leaders. That was the advantage. That was the protection. And when we left, they were not capable of standing up to the Taliban, who all they do, they live in a world of strife and war.
Yeah, I think you've got it exactly there, Brian. I mean, I think that's exactly what happened. We pulled the rug from under the Afghan army, effectively, and they did seem to rely on the Americans in a way more than perhaps people had thought. And not just the Americans, you've got to remember. And one of the really key things about this, it was a multinational coalition. At the end, the Americans were only a quarter of the troops who were there. There were some 10,000 NATO troops, Turks at the airport, Brits at the airport, Germans in the north, Italians in the west, who were, along with the Americans, providing a very different kind of security for Afghanistan. I think the Taliban were not taking them on. I mean, they agreed not to take them on at Doha. So for the last couple of years, there's been a sort of truce between the Taliban and the international community, and no American lives lost and no fighting on the ground. But pulling them out with so quickly in the way that this administration did, has had this really rather extraordinary effect on the country. And I mean, I go back to what Joe Dunford said, General Joe Dunford, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs and former commander in Afghanistan, who brought out a report in January, February this year, soon after the inauguration of the Biden administration, saying that we could keep troops effectively there forever, 2,500, 3,000 U.S. troops, not a huge number, not a huge cost, given the fact that America has troops in 140 countries in the world. And the sense of just holding on to them for much longer. And he said this could become a crucible for Islamic State or for international jihadis within 18 to 36 months, is what he said in February. Well, it's turned out to be 18 to 36 hours. But, you know, with this administration, with the Biden administration, I think one of the more interesting chapters in the book I've got coming out next month is about the Obama administration in 2009, when Joe Biden came in as vice president. And he was the strongest voice in the White House. I interviewed a number of people who were in the White House at the time. He was the strongest voice in the White House to pull troops right down to the minimum then. He wanted 1,000 troops for just counterterrorism operations. And during all those arguments in 2009, when General Dave McKiernan was fired and Stan McChrystal came in as the commander in Afghanistan, and you'll remember we went from something like 50,000 U.S. troops until 18 months later, there were 100,000 U.S. troops of a total coalition of 150,000, the so-called surge. Those decisions were made really against the guidance, good wishes of Biden, and Blinken and Sullivan were with him then. Blinken, the at state now, Jake Sullivan, National Security Advisor, were very strongly alongside Biden at the time, saying, keep no more troops. The generals are always boxing us in. So I think what's happened this year is when people like General Joe Dunford were saying, hold on, keep just a few troops. We could keep them there for a while. You know, let's see what happens to this Doha deal. Biden was once again thinking, I don't want to be boxed in by the generals. It's 2009 all over again. I'm just going to pull them out. If not now, when? And with, in a sense, the cover of the Trump deal, which wasn't a good deal. I mean, it was just a withdrawal deal for the U.S., but he didn't have to go all the way along with all of the troops out as quickly as he's done this year, and that's been the
right.
That's been the mistake, I think.
I know you do this for a living, but I was able to do, since I know so many of the Trump people very well and a lot of them are contributors,
yeah,
here, talk extensively this weekend. And just from what I know of the President Trump, if you think for a second his ego would have allowed Kabul to fall within hours on his watch, are you kidding? He wouldn't allow it to happen. And the thing is, too, he needed to see this. And I talked to General Keenan. He said, listen, I had talked to the president. He said, you're making a big mistake on this. He said, after the election, we'll revisit it. But I want just to build up your point and to further it. This might even be in your book. Today's playbook playbook had this quote. From, remember Richard Holbrooke? He was,
yeah,
Obama's special representative to Afghanistan and Pakistan?
Absolutely. No, I knew him well.
He said he had this interaction with Biden. This was in his diary. He's passed away. The U.S. had to leave, according to Joe Biden, the U.S. had to leave Afghanistan regardless of the consequences for women or anyone else. According to Holbrooke's diary, when he was asked about American obligations to Afghans like the girls in Kabul school, Biden replied with a history lesson from the final U.S. withdrawal from Southeast Asia in 1973. F that. We don't have to worry about that. We did it in Vietnam. Nixon and Kissinger got away with it.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought that quote in, Brian. And if you haven't, I think I might have done. I had it available because I saw that was being pulled out and people were tweeting it in the last couple of days, because it did absolutely say, you know, what Joe Biden wants internationally and certainly in this war, this sense that war should only be for very specific American interests, and the idea of staying in places for a long time doesn't necessarily defend the United States or other countries in the world. And I think we're going to see the consequences in the months and years to come. And, clearly, Al Qaeda are close to the Taliban. Clearly, Islamic State are close to the Taliban. I think one of the reasons why the Taliban have been so ferocious and violent in recent days in the provinces is because they want to show that they're the biggest, baddest jihadis around. And, you know, this is potentially a narco state because they have a huge amount of finance from heroin and now from methamphetamine, which they've got methamphetamine factories, which are converting pretty simple crops. So there's effectively a weed in Afghanistan called ephedra, which just grows everywhere, which they've discovered how to turn into methamphetamine, and that's flooding Europe now. And
I thought the Taliban stopped the drugs. That's not true?
Well, they did back in 2001. Yes, successfully, and in a way, you know, more successfully than anyone who came afterwards. And they were then much more idealistically opposed to drug manufacture and taking money from drugs, but that's changed, and they're now, you know, very tied up with criminal enterprises. So you have effectively a narco state that is deeply opposed to women's rights of any kind, and women right across Afghanistan want a different kind of life now, not just women in the cities. This is not just a Western obsession. They really are spent a lot of time in Afghanistan. They really are different now to what they were. So the Taliban don't govern by consent, but they govern through violence. And so we have this narco state now, you know, equipped with high-tech American military equipment, which is all of the material that's just been left effectively intact from Afghan armed forces. And it doesn't feel a very good moment for the world. And it's certainly not America's finest hour.
It is in, David, and as it was brought up by Liz Cheney 20 minutes ago, what do you think if you're Taiwan right now? Are we going to defend them? What about Cuba? Do we care about freedom? David Loin, I cannot wait for your book, The Long War, The Inside Story of America and Afghanistan Since 9/11. As we see how this turns out, love to have you back.
Great. Look forward to it, Brian.
All right. And he's at David Loin, L-O-Y-N. You can follow him on Twitter. Back in a moment.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt, never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's P-O-W-E-R to 321-321.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An unlikely friendship between a two-year-old and a woman who will celebrate her 100th birthday this year makes today's Dean's List. Benjamin Olson and his next-door neighbor, Mary O'Neill, have become friends. Because of the pandemic, for more than a year, Benjamin didn't see any other kids. He didn't interact with anyone except his mom, his dad, and Mary. According to Ben's mom, Mary, who is a widow, would first wave to Ben behind the window. Then she began going outside to say hi. The next thing you know, they were having regular chats by the fence that separates their backyards. Mary says he keeps her company. When the weather is nice, they both sit on her steps and blow bubbles. He also likes to grab rocks and give them to her as presents. Mary found a big box of toy trucks that used to belong to her son and gave them to Benjamin. On the days when it's too cold or rainy to go outside, they miss each other. Sarah, Ben's mom, says they are the best of friends. Mary and Ben, you both made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Jai Courtney, part of the Starfield cast in the Kate Beckinsale-led new action thriller Jolt, now streaming on Amazon Prime Video.
It's great to kind of see these roles in the hands of great, strong female characters, which we need more of, and we're seeing more of.
And when we first meet your character, did it allow you to explore a little something different in a character?
For sure, when we first meet him, yeah, we do. And it is, I mean, look, it was great for me to sit back in an action film and just explore a more kind of tender, genuine side. Had a lot of fun with that, with Justin. Kate obviously does the heavy hitting and the heavy lifting when it comes to a lot of the sort of hand-to-hand combat and the stunt work.
I also asked Jai from this film to returning as Captain Boomerang in The Suicide Squad why we like to root for the anti-hero.
We love flawed characters. I think we all know how flawed we are as individuals, and so when we can see someone triumphing that's not perfect, I don't know, I think it's an enjoyable kind of thing to watch and get on board with.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Certainly a cause of concern. They have very significant masking requirements there, but it is certainly possible. But, you know, let nobody try to say that's why the U.S. is in trouble. The rate of infection in Mexico is actually lower than it is right now in places like Texas and Louisiana and Florida. I think that's a bit of a distraction. We've got enough of a problem with our own citizens who have refused to roll up their sleeves.
Right. This is unbelievable. This is why Dr. Francis Collins, who's Anthony Fauci's boss, is pure politics. Now, if I was to describe to him what was going on in South Dakota with those bikers, he would say, well, that is so irresponsible to get everybody together. But if we have 1.3 million people who have come to our country illegally without vaccination, without anything known about their background, and they've been dropped off around the country, how dare you say that they have nothing to do with this pandemic spread? You can't. We had two people in Washington State, and we had a global calamity with 600,000 people died. Pure politics. Dr. McCauley sees through it.
Well, it may not be driving the spike, but it's certainly a problem. And he did say in that interview that Mexico actually has a lower rate of infection. We don't know that. Do you really trust the testing in Mexico? Do they have the tracking infrastructure to know their true case count? If you look at the hospitals, say, in Mexico City, right now they are overrun. So it is an issue. And remember, Dr. Fauci, Walensky, Dr. Collins, you know, they're political appointees. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to hear, you know, a sort of message that's consistent with that. Just look at their position on school closures last year. They were quiet. And look at their position on kids wearing masks outdoors, something that we all consider ridiculous. None of them said anything about either of those issues.
Exactly. And by the way, I'm watching Joe Biden land and get to guest Camp David. He's wearing a mask outdoors. So is his wife. What the hell is he doing? What are you doing? A mask outdoors, alone in an airport, in 2021. Hey, go to BrianKilmeade.com, order any of my books on history. I'll make sure to sign and send.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1989. The Soviet Union leaves Afghanistan.
General Boris Grumov crossed the bridge over the Amu Darya River. This was the final act in the withdrawal of all Soviet armed forces and services from the Republic of Afghanistan.
The government has to show clearly it has abandoned the old Stalinist class struggle approach.
Banishment for life for Pete Rose from baseball is the sad end of a sorry episode.
I gambled on other sports other than baseball. I never gambled on baseball, but I think I'm being punished pretty severely.
So the Oakland A's take a
Jim Baker, once one of this nation's most powerful televangelists, now faces a lifetime in prison.
300 East Berliners are climbing over the metal fence here towards the Berlin Wall.
News as it happened then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. The watch is on to see if President Biden comes through on his promise to evacuate all Americans and all Afghans who aided in the 20-year war effort. Time for evacuation is running out ahead of the president's August 31st deadline to withdraw most remaining U.S. troops. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, a military affairs analyst for the Salem Radio Network, says the withdrawal from Afghanistan has been a bungled foreign policy and military operation.
Had they executed this properly, with, you know, the last thing being the people in uniform exiting the country, and exiting, quite frankly, from Bagram Air Force Base and not having given it away months ago as they did, and have taken all the equipment that could be used against us, which we failed to do, then it would have been a very different proposition.
The summer resurgence of COVID-19 cases is taking a toll on President Biden's job approval.
A poll by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows Biden's overall job approval dipping from 59% last month to 54%. A big part of that is a shift in views of his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. A month ago, 66% of respondents approved, but that's now fallen to 54% as well. The poll was conducted from August 12th to 16th as news of the Taliban's movement into Kabul was widely reported. Those surveyed were about evenly divided over Biden's handling of foreign policy, 47% approving and 51% disapproving, and national security, where more people approved, 52%, than disapproved. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And remember, you can always check out the latest news and you can read the best analysis. It's easy. Just log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Authorities seized more than 3,000 fake COVID-19 vaccination cards at the Anchorage, Alaska airport in the past week. That according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection.
The agency said in a statement that the cards, which shipped from China, are made of low-quality printing and closely resemble the authentic Centers for Disease Control certificates. Lance Robinson, area port director of the Area Port of Anchorage, said in a statement, Getting these fraudulent cards off the streets and out of the hands of those who would sell them is important for the safety of the American people. CBP spokesperson Jamie Ruiz says the cards seized over the past week arrived in small shipments, between 135 and 150 total packages, with about 20 to 25 cards per package. Bernie Bennett reporting.
China now will allow couples to legally have a third child. The ceremonial legislature amended the population and family planning law as part of a decades-long effort by the ruling Communist Party to dictate the size of families. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. There's another cheating scandal at the Navy.
U.S. Naval Academy officials announced Friday that when 653 midshipmen took the final exam for General Physics 1 through a website in December, written and verbal instructions prohibited using outside sources, including other websites. But after learning that outside sources may have been used, the superintendent launched an investigation. Officials identified 105 midshipmen who likely accessed unauthorized resources and announced Friday that 18 of those midshipmen have been separated from the Naval Academy. Another 82 who were found to have violated the honor concept were sanctioned and entered into a five-month remediation program. There have been numerous such cheating scandals at the Naval Academy. Patrick Frost reporting.
Attention all T-Mobile customers. The company says there was a data breach, and they say over 40 million people may have had personal information exposed. Be sure to check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Live from the Fox News Radio Studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Right now, the Pentagon is giving an update on the situation in Afghanistan and beyond the borders in order to get us out. That's the big key. You know what the disaster was yesterday. Coming up in about 34 minutes, Senator Lindsey Graham will be here live. We'll do a simulcast on Fox Business Network. That'll be coming up with Stuart Varney in about 50 minutes. But right now, as we wait to see if Admiral John Kirby and some of his readouts provides any news, we know through the questions he sits there and gives basically everybody the Heisman. We know if he spoke as a rear admiral, we'd have much more candid answers. But it's my privilege to bring in Mike Morrell. He is the former acting and deputy director of the CIA. He's got a great podcast, and that podcast is called Intelligence Matters, and he joins us now. Mike, welcome back.
Brian, it is fantastic to be with you again. I've always enjoyed being on your show.
Well, I appreciate it. We've been rolling your sound bites against your will for the last few days to get your assessment on this unprecedented situation. Michael, if I went to you July 15th and I said, it looks like we're really getting out of Afghanistan, do you think we'll do it smoothly? What would you have said?
I would have said, you know, based on not talking to the folks I was talking to, on July 15th, I would have said, yeah, this will go smoothly because they've had months to prepare for this, right? The preparation actually should have started before the president made his decision. But once the president made the decision in April, there should have been a significant, rigorous, all-of-government process to do the two things that we had to do in the short run, right, which is get our own people out, get all the Americans out, whether government or non-governmental, and then get those Afghans who worked closely with us and whose lives will be in danger going forward, get them out, right? And, you know, that didn't happen.
Not close.
Michael,
it looks like there's thousands of Americans still in Kabul. I worry about the ones outside Kabul. And it looks as though, if the reports are right, we heard this morning, the Taliban is beginning to ring themselves around the airport. And we only have 3,500 on the ground. We're supposed to get up to 8. Where do they go? How do they land? What do they do if the Taliban don't get out of the way?
So, Brian, the Taliban want us gone, right? So the last thing that they want to do is to do anything that's going to keep us there. So it's a worst-case scenario of them attacking us. It's not something that you can not worry about and you have to prepare for it. But from a strategic level, right, they don't want to do that. My concern is that they don't control everybody who works for them, right? They don't control every Taliban soldier. So somebody might take matters into their own hands and start shooting at Americans. But from a strategic perspective, the Taliban want us out of there. So they want to do everything they can to not give the United States of America a reason to stay.
True. But we've been wrong about so much to this point, you would think logically that would be the case. I'm not sure it is the case, but it doesn't seem the military thinks that's the case. I mean, why would they, if they want us out, why would they stop us from leaving the airport?
Well, I think they're encircling the airport to make sure that none of those U.S. troops leave that area, right? In the back of their minds, the low probability scenario in their mind is that these troops aren't just here to help people get out. These troops are going to turn on us. Right. And the more that they have that idea in their mind, the greater the risk to those troops. So I think they're encircling the airport not to prevent people from getting in, because they want people to leave. But they're preventing U.S. forces from getting out. That's what they're there for.
So right now, it seems though, if you look at Josh Rogan's column today in his Twitter account, there's real concern for The Washington Post, New York Times and others that there's a pathway to get to the airport, and I worry about those in the on the outer sections of the city as well as those allied with us. What do you do right now if you're head of the CIA?
So if I'm head of the CIA, I'm concerned at this moment about one thing. So if you think about the hundreds of thousands of Afghans that worked for the United States over the last 20 years, and that's not an exaggeration in terms of what the number is. You know, they worked for the U.S. military. They worked for the State Department. And, yes, they worked for CIA. Of the ones that I really worry about are the ones that worked for my former organization. There will be no leniency toward them. So if I was the director of the CIA, I'd be spending 24/7 trying to figure out how to get our friends, those people that worked for us for 20 years, those people who didn't want to stop fighting. I was actually talking with one of them over the weekend. He wanted to continue to fight. Those are the people who, you know, work for us, the ones who were patriotic about Afghan's future, right? I'd be doing everything I could, Brian, to get as many of those people out of the country, because they're going to get rounded up and they're going to be brutally murdered.
We're already seeing some ugly scenes. I saw these two men walking through the street. They had hot tar on their faces. They had a noose around their neck that was in Herat. You can see those pictures being circulated now. So, Michael, you answered Richard Engelbeck today, who's a fine reporter for another network. He says the failure to anticipate the rapid fall of Afghanistan, including Kabul, is a U.S. intelligence failure. You said what is happening in Afghanistan is not the result of an intelligence failure. So bring us inside the numbers. You know, we see what the president decided. We don't know what he's been briefed on and what he's been warned on. What do you know?
So I don't know exactly what the intelligence community told him prior to his decision, right? And that's the important moment, is before he made his decision in April, did the intelligence community say 2 years? Or did they say 3 to 6 months? Or did they say 9 months? I'm hearing they said 90 days. So the important question, Brian, is when does the clock start? I think most people think the clock starts when the last combat boot leaves the ground. Not true. The clock started in April when the president made the decision, because that's when everybody's psychology changed, right? That's when the Taliban knew it was going to win. That's when the Taliban started encircling provincial capitals.
Yep.
That just didn't happen in the last few weeks, right? That started in April. And that's when the Afghan National Security Forces started falling apart. There were people, you know, deserting in small numbers prior to April, but when the president made the announcement in April is when people started deserting in droves, either going home or joining the Taliban because they knew the writing was on the wall, right? And I am certain, I don't know for, you know, but I'm certain the intelligence community saw all that. So if they said 3 to 6 months and the clock starts in April, not too bad, huh? Not too bad. If you start the clock, you know, 10 days ago, then it looks worse. But I also think that yesterday the president's speech was interesting to me for a lot of reasons, but one of those reasons was he essentially took the intelligence community off the hook. Although he said, you know, we thought this would take a little longer, he also said we were prepared for every contingency, right, including a very rapid deterioration. So no matter what the intelligence community said, he said yesterday they were prepared for this. Well, if this is being prepared for something, I'd like to know what not being prepared looks like.
So what you're saying, hey, Intel told you, we can't tell you how to get ready, but we'll tell you what will happen. So you leave them off the hook. As an American, you're horrified. But as an intelligence expert, you're saying, what else do you want us to do? And I feel bad. Yeah, In fact, I talked to somebody that talked to Gina Haspel, and evidently she was so incensed on Sunday that she says, I feel like calling a press conference to set the record straight.
And that's what I was trying to do, right? And two other things I'll tell you, right, about the intelligence piece of this is the intelligence community for the last 20 years has been more pessimistic than any other organization in the U.S. government about how this was going and whether victory was possible. So to blame intelligence now infuriates me, absolutely infuriates me. The other thing I'll tell you is that in early 2013, when I was acting director the second time, we were having a series of meetings with President Obama about what the troop level should be in Afghanistan.
And he was the one, just to remind everybody, he had one time with General Petraeus, first McChrystal, then Petraeus, when McChrystal was forced to resign, took over, and he said that's the good war, and he did a surge. But he pulled out troops before they could ever hit their maximum and hold, and he also gave an exit date. Go ahead.
Right, absolutely. But I did a prep session for one of these NSC meetings, and I had all these Afghan experts in my office, and I asked them, guys, if we leave, how long will it take? And the two guys in the room who had spent more time in Afghanistan than anybody else, two guys who had each spent two tours as our chief of station there, both said, this is going to go really fast, 6 months. And I've been saying that ever since. I said it in testimony last year to the U.S. Congress.
Couple of things. How do you feel? What does it make you? What do you think about the fact that the Bo Bergdahl swap of the Taliban Five, one of which is now heading up Afghanistan, and the other got out, and the one that got out basically worked with Bin Laden for a while, and he was a higher up. He was told basically too dangerous to release. He was released. Now he's running the Taliban government, and you have another guy who lies, said, I just want to take care of my dad. I'm a shopkeeper. He's also involved in the Taliban government. How did they get out of Gitmo?
So this was the desire by the Obama administration to go to zero in Gitmo, right? So they were doing everything they could to find other countries willing to take the folks who were at Gitmo. And, of course, certain people, it gets really hard. But for these five, right, they got the agreement of Qatar, you know, to take them and to make sure that they weren't involved in, you know, combat operations in any way or raising money in any way, right? I don't know to what extent that worked because I left, you know, soon after they were released. But that was the idea. You know, you can argue whether that was a good idea or a bad idea.
You can. It's a terrible idea for Bo Bergdahl, a deserter.
It does, Brian, raise the really important question about where does Al-Qaeda go from here? And my deep concern is that the Taliban will welcome Al-Qaeda back. In fact, Al-Qaeda is already there, right? The Taliban says they're not. They are. They've been fighting side by side for 20 years. They've spilled blood together. They've intermarried. They will be there. And the Al-Qaeda guys who are currently in Iran, I would guess, are going to join the Al-Qaeda guys in Afghanistan. And Al-Qaeda guys in other parts of the world are going to come back to Afghanistan. They're going to have a celebration of defeating the United States. And they're going to start rebuilding, reconstituting their attack capability. And, you know, I've heard people in this administration on the Hill say, 2 years to 3 years for them to rebuild that capability. No, I'd say 6 to 12 months if we don't do what we need to do. What we need to do now is pay extraordinarily close attention to them from an intelligence perspective. And when they start to rebuild those capabilities, reach out and degrade them.
Here is
significantly.
Here is what obviously Green Beret, Congressman Michael Waltz, fought in Afghanistan for years. Cut 25.
This is one of the greatest disasters in modern American history. This is a disaster on humanitarian grounds for women and minorities. Mm. It's a disaster for our credibility. Can you imagine what people in Taiwan or Ukraine are thinking right now, watching this unfold? And the biggest thing, Sean, it's a disaster for our counterterrorism. America is less safe. Al-Qaeda 3.0 will come roaring back. Al-Qaeda and the Taliban are absolutely married at the hip. But this time, when we go back in, the Taliban are going to be better armed with taxpayer-funded equipment. We have no bases in the region, and we have no local allies because they've all been hunted down.
Is he overstating anything?
No. And I'd say, look, we have made so many mistakes in Afghanistan over a very long period of time, including prior to 9/11. We've made so many mistakes, and I'm worried that we're about ready to make yet another one. So think of all the mistakes we've made just in the past few weeks, right? I'm worried that we're going to make another one, and I'm worried that with our focus on China being as significant as it needs to be, we're not going to have the resources to focus on Afghanistan and the rebirth of Al-Qaeda 3.0. And so I'm deeply concerned that they will regenerate a homeland attack capability, and we will be right back to where we were on September 10th, 2001, but with that better armed Taliban that the congressman talks about.
Michael Morrell, you can get his podcast, and I hope you do, Intelligence Matters. And we can get it wherever you get your podcast. Michael, always great to talk to you. I wish we did need your expertise as much as we do, but we do. Thanks so much, Michael.
Great to be with you, Brian. Take care.
And, of course, 9/11, he was right there. When we come back, your calls, 1-866-408-7669. You listen to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Are we ready for the 5:30 pickup?
Cam's Courier Services' newest hire delivered his resignation.
Hey, Ray, who's handling it?
She now needs next-day shipping on a new driver.
All these boxes here, are they ingoing or are they outgoing?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So now I've got this pack of four Shar Pei rescue dogs for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years. They get a regular diet of Dynavite with every meal.
DinoVite.com.
People remark on what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, you don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dinovite from DinoVite.com.
This is Fox on Justice. More than a year after then-President Trump took part in a controversial photo op outside a burned St. John's Church in Lafayette Park, federal judge Dabney Friedrich tossed a lawsuit that pointed the finger at the former commander-in-chief. The American Civil Liberties Union, Black Lives Matter, and other groups sued, arguing Trump, then-Attorney General Bill Barr, and others ordered law enforcement to physically remove protesters so the photo op could take place. On June 9th, the Inspector General for the Department of the Interior found that narrative to be false, and that protesters were cleared so a protective fence could later be installed. The judge's dismissal comes just weeks after the Biden Justice Department moved to dismiss the lawsuit. DOJ claims Trump can't be sued because he was president at the time of the incident. Judge Friedrich, a Trump appointee, did allow the lawsuit to move forward against D.C. police. Her reasoning, the police department is not subject to federal immunity laws. In Washington, David Spunt, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Despite the health risks from toxic algae blooms caused by red tide, many people aren't letting it stop them from enjoying Florida beaches.
I don't know if it's a coincidence or, I mean, I've been coughing a lot recently.
Beachgoer Marshall Parker says his respiratory irritation comes and goes throughout the day.
The smell comes in waves. Sometimes you can go, you know, an hour or two without noticing it, and then it just hits you all of a sudden, and it's crazy.
Florida Fish and Wildlife officials say a red tide or harmful algae bloom is a higher than normal concentration of a microscopic algae. The chemicals produced can impact marine life and humans, affecting the central nervous system of fish that can cause them to die. Waves can cause the toxins to be released into the air, which can lead to respiratory irritation. For those people with severe or chronic respiratory conditions like emphysema or asthma, a red tide can cause serious illness. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In January of 1960, John F. Kennedy announced that he would seek the presidency of the United States, which he won on November 8, 1960, in a narrow victory over Richard Nixon. At 43, he became the youngest U.S. president.
In the past 40 months, I have toured every state in the Union, and I have talked to Democrats in all walks of life. My candidacy is therefore based on the conviction that I can win both the nomination and the election. I believe that the Democratic Party has a historic function to perform in the winning of the 1960 election, comparable to the 1932 election. I intend to do my utmost to see that that victory is won.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
You know, in many ways, I think of John Kennedy and the Bay of Pigs. You know, it unfolded quickly, and the president thought that everything would be fine, and that was not the case. But President Kennedy took responsibility for what took place, and I strongly recommend to President Biden that he take responsibility, admit the mistakes that were made.
Well, that is not a right-wing pundit. That is Leon Panetta, who worked with the vice president and senator when he was CIA director. And when he was a Republican in the 80s, he switched over, become chief of staff for President Clinton. They've known each other for decades. Leon Panetta is extremely critical, but he's extremely candid. Cut 19.
And he's got to make clear to the American people that as commander-in-chief, he is going to continue to protect our national security and that we are going to go after terrorists wherever the hell they're at. He's just got to ensure that the United States of America remains a strong world leader that can work with our allies to try to protect peace and prosperity. That's the message he's got to give the American people and the world, because our credibility right now is in question.
Yeah, absolutely. And China even brought that up and gave a message to Taiwan. You don't think North Korea is taking note, too, as well as Russia when it comes to the Ukraine? More from Leon Panetta. He went on to say his sources told him he didn't really spend much time on this issue. What I think really concerns me, the American people, which is the execution of that decision. He said, well, what really went wrong with this? He said, I don't know. It just struck me that the day they were crossing their fingers and hoping chaos would not result, and it doesn't work out that way. Panetta went on to say, he said he was unsure what to tell the numerous contacts in Afghanistan, calling him seeking a way out of the country. Right now, it just does not look like we have our act together. He expressed surprise at what's happening. He said, it's not the Joe Biden that I often saw the National Security Council, raising questions about the planning involved in any decision the president had to face. He would be among those who would say, have we thought about all the consequences? No kidding. But he was a Joe Biden, and this is the Joe Biden that wanted to get out of Afghanistan. And the fact is, he didn't have anybody watching his back to say, this will not work the way you want to do it, or this could happen, shows he's got a bad staff.
In the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app. The voices America trusts. Download it now. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app. The voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Hey, it's Brett Larson, inviting you to download and listen to the new daily Fox on Tech podcast. There's part of a colorful late 90s iMac on Mars. It's an idea that seems a lot like Kickstarter called Build It. This isn't the first time we've heard about North Korea hackers trying to get a leg up on COVID-19, a range that was used for satellite TV service in the 70s. Get the latest trends in technology, cybersecurity alerts, and gadget news daily. Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app. The voices America trusts. Download it now.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball? My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. 2020 was a rough year for many U.S. households. A lot of Americans had to tap into emergency savings accounts only to find that the well was dry. Data from the Pew Research Center show that only 47% of adults had enough emergency funds to cover 3 months of expenses. But there are ways to save $100 every month for emergencies. You can start by knowing where every dollar in your budget is going. Track your expenses for a full month to get a better hold on what's coming in and going out. One of the biggest mistakes people make is trying to save what's left over from their paycheck. It's best to set up automatic withdrawals to transfer money from your checking account to a savings account on payday. Also, stash money in a high-yield account. Your money will grow at a faster rate than a traditional savings account thanks to compound interest. Another way to save is to redirect expenses that you previously spent but no longer need to cover. Take those daycare expenses and put them into a savings account, which will help build your emergency fund. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
That's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
So I don't know exactly what the intelligence community told him prior to his decision, right? And that's the important moment, is before he made his decision in April, did the intelligence community say 2 years? Or did they say 3 to 6 months? Or did they say 9 months? I'm hearing they said 90 days. I think most people think the clock starts when the last combat boot leaves the ground. Not true. The clock started in April when the president made the decision, because that's when everybody's psychology changed, right? That's when the Taliban knew it was going to win. And I am certain, I don't know for, you know, but I'm certain the intelligence community saw all of that. So if they said 3 to 6 months, and the clock starts in April, not too bad, huh? Not too bad. If you start the clock, you know, 10 days ago, then it looks worse.
Mike Morrell, trying to stick up for the intel community. Now that he's in the real world, he used to be acting CIA director, deputy director, used to brief both President Obama and President Bush during the most harrowing times since the 9/11 attacks. With me in studio, General Jack Keane. We'll open this up to all three of us, and Martha McCallum, just kind of make our way through it. What struck me this morning, as we try to find out where we're going right now, as things get very perilous, understand 17 hurt, people are trampled in and about Kabul airport, Americans told to shelter in place as they try to get out of Afghanistan while they can. I'm just noticing, guys, did you, that a lot of people are saying, this was not my idea, like the intel agencies. The New York Times, classified assessments by American spy agencies over the summer painted an increasingly grim picture of the prospect of a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan. By July, many intel reports grew even more pessimistic. So they're putting it out there, they're showing reporters documents to say, listen, this was his thing, Martha. So the intel agencies don't usually call a press conference to turn on the president. But this is the way they do it.
Well, unfortunately, he threw them under the bus, threw the Afghan people under the bus when he came out and spoke. You know, the sort of upright thing to do would be to say, I was advised about a lot of this. I believe we need to leave. And I stuck my neck out. And this is the policy. I'm the president of the United States, and this is what we're going to do. But he didn't do that. He blamed the Trump administration. He blamed the Afghan people,
the Afghan
not having
army.
The will to fight, the Afghan army. all the way down the line, and our intelligence folks for essentially not presenting the situation as in a way that was realistic. So, you know, it's pretty shocking where we find ourselves today. And I think that what I find most interesting about the reaction to this story so far is that people just all across the board feel kind of sick in their gut.
All channels.
Regardless of their political perspective. And it's not about the decision so much of whether to leave or whether to stay or whether to keep that presence that had worked well for the last 18 months. It's about watching America handle it in such a ham-fisted way that is beyond that has also turned to violence and to suffering for so many people.
We're civilians. You're the military guy, and you're in contact with both administrations, and you were there from day one, General, in uniform. Your thoughts?
No, I agree with Martha. I mean, this has really gripped the nation and the American people, and it doesn't have anything to do with politics or some of the other things that seem to divide us. This really has united us, and we're embarrassed and we're ashamed. And we look at this and we say, God, I mean, America is better than this. And our leaders are not reflecting the values and strength of the American people in the decisions that they've made here and how they're handling this debacle. Right now, today, they still don't have it right. And they've got to get it right to get these people out. It is our moral commitment to do that. And we have to have the force of conviction, and we have to find our own spine in doing that.
But who are you talking to when you say that?
Are we actually saying, the administration seems to be saying, that we're not willing to risk using our weapons to protect the American citizens who are trapped inside of Kabul or in other environments? These are American citizens now. That's primary target one. The Afghan friends also. But the implication is we're not willing to use those weapons. We're not willing to take casualties.
I know.
We're not willing to. You ask those soldiers out there at that airfield, would they be willing to go down and clear the streets and establish safe corridors for the Americans to get out of there? You betcha they would. This is about, most of the time our soldiers are in combat fighting for somebody else. Some other people in another country. This would be about American citizens. They would be there in a heartbeat.
With what?
What?
With what? Do we have any armor? Didn't we give it all away?
We don't need armor to deal with the Taliban.
To go to the streets?
We have huge amount of air power available to us. It's all there, ready to be used. Not sitting right there, but we have it all available to us. Yes. And the Taliban knows that. I mean, we could actually share with them what we would do. I mean, to understand the problem they're going to have with this. But it starts with the leader. It starts with the moral commitment and the force of that commitment. And you have to drive that into your organization and make certain that the Defense Department should be in the lead, not the state, and tell them that we're staying until we get all of our people out.
Might even interrupt your show. General Austin's got to be speaking today, CENTCOM. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Milley, is going to be talking today. Why do you think it's taken 3-4 days? Don't you both? If you both can weigh in on that, what could they say?
Well, yesterday, I think it was Ned Price who was asked, or maybe it was Jake Sullivan, what took so long, why we haven't heard from them, and he said they were busy. I think there's more to that. Obviously, I think that the sort of dissension that we've heard that General Keane talks about between the State Department and the Defense Department, and also the fact that there's a lot of reporting that points to President Biden being out on his own on this, and that both areas were not in favor of the way that this pullout was going to be played out. I think one of the things that is something to watch is whether we see what General Keane has just talked about, which is a plan presented, or even, you know, in very short order, the plan constructed, and then the notification to the Taliban, this is what's happening. Get out of the way. We're coming in. We're going to lift people out, whether it's on, you know, helicopters or however the most efficient way to get them out is, or whether we bring our special forces to bear. This is what's happening. Back down. If you try to mess with us as we get our people out, you will suffer the ramifications.
General, when will you get your first indication that maybe what you're at, what you say we need, and what Martha says seems to be saying is would be effective? When are we going to know if we're going to do that? Will that be today in a press conference?
When they answer the question that Jake Sullivan refused to answer, and that is, what about 31 August, and we don't have everybody out by 31 August? I mean, what we should be proclaiming is what I said. We're going to we're not leaving until we get all of our people out. So 31 August is no longer an end date for us. And that's got to be told to the Taliban without any equivocation whatsoever. That, if I hear that this afternoon, then we know we've changed our policy, and we know we've changed fundamentally. More importantly, we've changed our plans.
And let's just look at what we've done right now. So we've pulled out. We've lost Bagram Air Base. They let go of all those prisoners, and we all the armament that we had for the Afghan forces is now in the hands of the Taliban as soon as they find it, but they haven't taken already. I am heartened by the fact in two or three separate cities, they're flying the old Afghan flag now, the deposed Afghan government, and they're fighting in the streets, and they're protesting in the streets, and the Taliban are shooting at them. But this shows you that the Afghan government, the Taliban is in total control, and the Afghan government isn't totally out. I also heard that there's fighting in the north.
Yeah.
And Abdullah, who was the second-in-command under Ghani, is in Kabul negotiating right now with the Taliban.
With Karzai, apparently.
Well, as a partner, but not with Karzai, right?
Well, the Taliban, they don't want to repeat the mistakes of 1996, you know, when they took over. And they didn't try to unify the government whatsoever. They isolated themselves. They had this radical version of Islam that they imposed on the people, and a civil war broke out. And the way we were able to depose the Taliban without getting a lot of U.S. forces involved is because the Northern Alliance was fighting the Taliban post 9/11, when we went back into that country. They were our ground force. Our special forces were able to provide air support for them because they were side by side with them. And the Taliban doesn't want a repeat of that. They don't want this civil war that's coming. They work with Ismail Khan, who's a huge warlord and a very highly respected leader in Herat in western Afghanistan, and he is committed to work with the Taliban. They offered him things that we don't know. And they're trying to take a completely different approach than what they did in 1996 to avoid that civil war and avoid the country being fractured. But I think a civil war is likely.
You mean there's other forces that are going to give the Taliban a challenge?
Oh, yeah. Not all these militia groups are going to submit to the Taliban. And all these warlords are not all going to submit to them, despite the sweeteners that they're offering them.
What I don't understand on the diplomacy side, Joe Biden knows everybody, right? He's the adult. He thought of all scenarios. You might not agree with his decision, but he's going to be prepared. The first indication I thought, and you might think I'm crazy, that this administration didn't have their act together is when they forgot to commemorate D-Day. I'm like, wait a second. They didn't even commemorate D-Day. They're forgetting the little things. They're late on everything. And I'm saying to myself, I thought the new guys just left. These are the guys who were just here. But the rest of the world is flabbergasted at what they're seeing. Our allies, do you see the next? It seems like the man's favorite to replace Angela Merkel says the biggest disaster in the history of NATO. Even Boris Johnson went out of his way not to be critical, but he can't put it into words. And Joe Biden never picked up the phone to talk to a world leader to explain himself or ask for help.
Well, I think this is why Americans are so sickened by what they're seeing, because it feels like we are not a superpower. It feels like we don't have strong leadership. We count on our leadership in this country to deal with situations like this in an incredibly effective way. We have a great military. They are trained in a way that is so thorough and comprehensive, and their commitment has been so complete. They need to have a strong, organized leadership. I think, you know, we still haven't heard from Secretary of State Blinken. I mean, who, you know, I think back to Pompeo, you think back to, you know, what this might look like, because this very well could have happened under the Trump administration, and it would have been handled, and these folks would have had to answer for it. So I think that's what makes people feel so concerned on so many levels in this country, whether it's, you know, education or training or military or now this, right? We have a real fear that we're not who we used to be. And I think that's why people are feeling so deeply unsettled across the board.
What do you say to people, General? You know these people and even the next generation of warfighters who have done so well and so successful in Afghanistan and in Iraq, looking around saying, is this worth it? You must be getting this constantly. What do you say to them?
Well, in terms of the military, I know what that feels like. I was a platoon leader and company commander with 101st Airborne, and we, you know, we fought very successfully and very hard, you know, in that war. And then in 1975, you know, it was pulled out from underneath us, and that was a huge gut punch. It actually nearly came pretty close to fracturing the army as a result of it. So many people left in despair and frustration. I didn't. I said, look, I've learned a lot in this war. I can help the youngsters that are coming, and we're going to do better the next time. And I blame my military leaders. I held them in contempt, to be frank about it, because they had the wrong strategy for 3 years, kind of similar to what we did in Iraq for 3 years, you know, under Casey and Abizaid.
Until the surge.
Until the surge, right. So, I mean, we get it wrong, for sure. And military at times contributes to policy failures as a result of their own strategy. We're imperfect. But by God, I mean, this thing isn't that we were surprised by this. The knowledge out there about the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and the Afghan forces and the weaknesses that they have without U.S. enablers, this is all well known. There's no shock here. And did not take all of that into consideration when you're making serious policy formulations that have such dire consequences. Think of this. I mean, the Taliban are the premier jihadist organization in the world today. They defeated the United States of America. No other organization can make that claim. And as a result of that, foreign fighters are going to want to come to Afghanistan because it'll be the epicenter of jihadism. The Al-Qaeda that are in 10 to 15 provinces right now, shielded by the Taliban, they don't have to be shielded anymore. They're going to be out in the open.
Yep.
They'll do everything they want to do in the open. Our CIA bases that were following and tracking them, they're gone. Tracking these guys is going to be very difficult without eyes and ears of the Afghan people, eyes and ears of the Afghan soldiers, and our own intelligence capability. And think of the consequences worldwide. Watch this. Watch how China, Russia, and Iran are emboldened. Watch China with Taiwan. It's already beginning with their bluster. Watch Iran when they start to attack U.S. using their proxies, U.S. forces, to get us out
yep.
of Iraq. We're now out of their eastern border. They want us out of their western border. And watch Russia start pushing Ukraine around, knowing full well that they have a guy in the White House that they don't think is going to stand up to them.
I want to get your final thoughts when we come back. And, Martha, get a preview of your show at 3. Brian Kilmeade Show, General Jack Keane, Martha McCallum. Don't move.
A radio show of the people for the people. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Benito's line cook just threw in his kitchen towel.
This order needs to go out right now.
He needs to find help before his customers are left waiting.
I'm so sorry. We'll be right with you.
Hey, who's got table six?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, the Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, it's Will Kane, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. Join me every Monday and Friday as I share my thoughts on a wide range of topics, from sports and pop culture to politics and business. With the help of newsmakers and personalities, I will provide you my free, unfiltered, uncancelable opinion on the hottest topics in America.
The Will Kane Podcast. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. America is listening to Fox News. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Kane, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. New from the Fox News Podcasts Network. Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Martha McCallum, you're going to take the reins at three. I do not know. This is a fast-changing story. What you're going to, I know you're going to lead with. I don't know what's going to be happening, but what can we expect on your show?
Well, we have General Petraeus with us at the top of the hour. We'll be obviously taking live this news briefing that's going to come from Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Mark Milley. We haven't heard from either one of them since this whole thing began. We know there's been a lot of contentious discussions between the branches of our government and a lot of questions about President Biden's sort of out on a limb strategy here. There's going to be a lot of tough questions there. We'll carry it live, and we have a great follow-up to comment on what we see.
General Keane, what are you looking for today?
A commitment and determination and resolve that's reflected by those leaders. Having the president's decision, I would hope, to stay in Afghanistan as long as it takes to get our people out safely.
You'd reopen Bagram Air Base in order to
stay? I would reopen it and even go to Kandahar if that's necessary, depending on where the people are. I have no feel for where the people are. But we have to be able to go where they are. It's going to be very difficult to move these people cross country if that has to take place. We have to recognize that this collapsed so quickly, and I'm assuming we have contingency plans to deal with this. At least I would like to think so. But I want to see that determination and resolve. And if we're going to end this on 31 August and just leave, and we're going to leave American citizens there and Afghan co-workers, that would be one of the most shameful things this country's ever done.
I think they would try to impeach the president, Martha. If he's going, yeah, I can't get 1,000 Americans out. I have a deadline. You think he's going to go talk about booster shots after that?
Well, there's an obvious effort in terms of communications to turn the page today. We have two appearances by the president that are focused on COVID and vaccines. And you can already see some of even the other media outlets that had been critical of what we have seen so far turning the page as well. So I think there's a big effort underway to sort of get past this. And, you know, I don't see how that happens if you leave Americans on the ground or Afghans who fought alongside us, who clearly had the will to turn their country around.
General, real quick, 10 seconds. Do we have to leave the embassy?
No.
Why did we? It's unbelievable.
I don't know why. No.
Destroyed everything, and we left him. We went over to an airbase.
It should have been one of the conditions bring troops in, protect the embassy. Bring troops in, protect airfields.
The Russia and China's embassies are still there.
Thanks, guys.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores. So text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's P-O-W-E-R to 321-321.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest similar to the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was the one who won that contest. And I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.